こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日は特別編なので文字起こしのテキストを同時リリースしています。というわけで宮川さんです。イエイ。
こんにちは。
ようこそ。
3回目。
そうですね、久しぶりですかね。
そう、2017年の1月が最後なのでほぼ4年経っていますね、うん、
いや3年かな。
もうすぐ4年じゃない。
今年2019年だから、まあ、3年です。
あ、そっか、はい、あ、そっか、3年
まあいいんだけど、
もう2020年のつもりだった
うん、
阿佐ヶ谷の時からに最初に来てもらって、その後マイケルの家に来て、うん、今日はうちなので全ての収録場所に来てもらっているっていう。
おすごい。レアです。
Congratulations。
レアです。レアキャラです。そう、元気ですか。
まあ元気ですよ。
What was your 人間ドックの結果
いきなりいや、仕事で来てるんですけど、まあ1年に1回2年に1回ぐらい人間ドックやってて、今日たまたま行ってきたっていうね、うん、だけですけど。
値段がどれぐらい違います？日本とアメリカ
ね。I think it's possible to do it in the United States, but it costs a lot more、うん、and it takes weeks to make an appointment and、うん、wait for the results to come. And、うん、here, even without an insurance, it's pretty easy to make a reservation and then, you know, do it here.、
うん、
It's not cheap, but it's not too expensive for me either.
How much was it for you?
なんかね、5万円とか6万円とか。
And what level of...人間ドッキング。
人間ドッキング。なんだ、1回目。
That sounds like something else.
なんだ、CT とか、レントゲン、X-ray、あと、胃カメラ。
Like X-ray of your lungs?、
Yeah, I think so.
胃カメラやったことないんだよな。めっちゃ苦しいって聞くけど。
苦しいっすね。
どっちから入れるの？
鼻から。
よかった。
で、まあ、局所麻酔。Local anesthesia。So it doesn't hurt a lot, but、まあ、入ってくるから管がね、だからすごいなんか、うん、ウェーって感じになる。
If you sneeze or something, what happens? Like,
you die.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. It's like if you sneeze with your eyes open, you'll die.
I think you're not supposed to. And、mm. if the、scopy is inside your nose, you probably don't、
ね、
feel、mm. like it.
じゃない、うん、
したことはないよ。
No, I feel like it would make me want to sneeze if there was a scope in my nose.
でもくしゃみレベルじゃないんじゃない、もう太すぎちゃって。
なるほど。
最初に入るときが飲み込まなきゃいけないから、それがちょっと。
あ、自分で、yeah. ごくんって
飲み込んでくださいみたいな感じで。
So is 人間ドックは mostly those three things? Like the...
and the blood test...An echo,、超音波エコー検査。
Where are they checking?
お腹とかさ、肝臓、膵臓、みたいな。
Do they tell you like how healthy your organs are and stuff?
Or? Yeah, on the same day, I hear impressions and like basic results of a blood test. But、the actual full test results will come after a few weeks.、
え、宮川さんっておいくつですか？
いくつに見えるっていう。い
や、本当にさっきね、うちに宮川さん入ってきた瞬間に私とマイケル、全然変わってないねって思ったけど、年がマジで年齢不詳って言われません？
なんか、インターネットで検索するとバンファイアって言われてるから。
うん、本当にそう思う。で、これ来るために言ってるかもしれないけど、いつまでも大学生っぽい感じですよね。
まあそうね、髪切って特に短くしたりすると、
アメリカだったらカーレットになるでしょ、
yeah. I'm, ね、Whenever I eat,、buy alcohol, I still am ID'd.
何歳までそれがいけるかすごい興味深いんだけど。
ちょっとチャレンジしたみたいな。
チャレンジ。
What's your secret? Other than, you know, properly going to your 人間ドック。
What's my secret to be
the, Is、
young?
There a secret? Or
I don't think there's a secret. I think it's myLike Jane, I guess.
羨ましすぎるわ。Yeah. 何もせずして。え、おいくつですか？そして。
I'm the double the age of legally drinking in the United States.
42. 42. そっか。すごいな。それで大学生のオーラって。オーラっていうか、何？顔の皮膚？すごい。羨ましい。私ね、ちょっと子育てしてるから、こうラジオとかをほとんど聞けなくて忙しすぎて、また疲れてるから、 でもリビルドだけずっと聞いてるんです。
おー、ありがとうございます。
なんかね、リビルドだけはこうストレスの元になることが1ミリもないんですよね。
わかる。ね、自分でやるのかな。まあやる上でなんか心がけてることはそのあまりこうギャーギャーしないっていうこと、まあ、ゆったりと流れていく感じですよね。
本当にそう、その話し方もそうだし内容もそうだし、こう癒されるしかないみたいな。だからでも私みたいな人結構いるんじゃないかなと思って、
うん、特になんか週末とかにその台所作業したりとか洗濯とか掃除とか、うん、そういう時にながらで聞いてる人が多いみたいですね。
本当にね、うん、一番いいラジオだと思う。
Do you listen to podcasts a lot?
Yes, I listen to this show.
When do you find yourself having the... What's the most efficient or effective time for you
time
to listen?
Time to listen to. I used to have a little longer commute to my office, about 20 to 30 minutes. Mm. So that used to be the time when I listened to them. Mm. But I moved recently... two blocks from my office. So my commute time is about 5 minutes now. Hmm. So
you wake up later.
Yeah. So now I try to listen to them when I take a bath.
Huh. Mm.
It's in the US, it's the bathroom is slightly different from the US, from Japan. Mm. But I can still take a full bath. Hmm. And the bathroom is not as moisture as compared to Japan. So I can bring in like Kindles and iPads and stuff. Hmm. And I used my wireless headphones plug into my ear to listen to these things.
Are your wireless earphones waterproof?
I think it's not. But I trust myself not to drop it. And these wireless headphones, mine are cheap.
Huh.
I think it's if you have like Apple AirPods, you probably... I think it's waterproof, right?
I don't know.
I don't know, yeah. Mine is not... waterproof, but it's cheap enough. If I break it, I can just buy another one.
Hmm. That wouldn't like shock you or anything, would it? I mean, if it has a little battery in there that could like explode. Didn't that happen on the airplane with someone? Or
with anything though, right? With lithium ion.
Yeah. You're not supposed to check in to the baggage, but you can bring it to the aircraft, no problem.
Or use it in the bath.
まあ落としたらどうだろうね、あんま良くないけど、yeah.
I'm too worried because I have wireless earphones too, and I've thought about doing the same thing. I have done the same thing once, but what I started to do is I just put my phone on speaker mode, and then I not speaker mode, but I just play out of the phone speaker, and then I put it inside of a Ziploc bag. I think you told me to do this actually, right? Wasn't that your
なんかそういうガジェットあるね、なんかBathroom speaker. It's waterproof. You can put your smartphone inside the speaker and then use either Bluetooth or a headphone jack to play loud. And you can use the shower and then if the water is on that speaker, no problem.
でもね、iPhone X は waterproof だよね。Water resistant.
Resistant and proof are different things, but yeah.
Is it resistant?
Resistant.
It's not proof, right?
Not proof, no.
でもシャワーだと使える。
What's proof? Like how deep do you have to go?
なんか数字があるその
like 100 meters or something crazy、
なんかその
忘れたけどなんか water resistant は iPhone は何メートルとかを30分ぐらいは大丈夫みたいな、なんか数メートル30分だったら大丈夫、だからシャワーとかは普通に大丈夫なはず、
resistant はだから雨とかで水濡れても大丈夫っていうレベルだから、まあシャワーとかお風呂とかに落としたらまあ
落としたらやばいかな。
でも、there's like a huge gap between like things that are waterproof to like 200 meters.
Yeah, yeah.
And things that are like it's kind of waterproof, but like it depends on the pressure level, right?
So
like I guess depth and time are the two factors there.
私リビルドは iPhone XS でシャワーの中。お風呂のヘリに置いてシャワー浴びてる、はいはい、だからしぶきはかかってるけど、まあいいやみたいな感じ。
Dangerous living.
癒されるんで、なんかね、なんだろうね、すごいリスナー的な質問なんですけど、 あの収録してるとき結構敬語じゃないですか。
はい。
あの普段はタメ語で喋ってるんですか、あれみんな。
あ、ゲストの人と。
うん。ハクさんとか、直樹さんとか。
普段は友達で会うときは、そうだね。
タメ語。
タメ語ですね。
そっか、収録のときだけ敬語に切り替わってるってこと。
うん。そうかもしれないです。
そっか。それがね、Why? なんかずっと地味に気になってた。
でも彼らはまあ僕よりちょっと年上だから、うん、まあ普段も敬語でとまあミックスな感じですね。ちゃんぽんというか。
そっか。直樹さんがねすごい好きでいつも言ってるんだけど、私ああいうちょっとこう強っぽいけど優しい男の人みたいなのに弱いのかもしれない。なんかすぐゴミとか言うじゃないですか、
うん、
それがなんかグッとくるの。ゴミとか言うのに優しいみたいな、
うん、
ギャップっていう、
ね、表面的に聞くとすごいこう毒舌でなんか攻撃的な人って思っちゃうかもしれないけど、まあ、ちゃんと聞いてるとねいろいろ考えてるし、まあ、優しいんですよ実は、
うん、
そういつかね会いたいなってこっそり思ってるんだけど。
いいんじゃないですか。
そう、でも日本にあんまり来ないですよね。
ほとんど来てない。東京は特に来てないと思う。あの実家が東京じゃなくて、
うん、あの
中部の方なんだけど、それでその家族のなんかなんていうんですかね、法事とかではたまに来てるみたいですね。
うん、ちょっとね。あのリビルドのゲストを自分の番組に引き寄せるっていう謎の癖。
いいと思いますよ。どんどん紹介しますよ。
お願いします。
What do you make of the tech world we're living in now, and how is it different from like
the last?
Yeah, is there a huge difference in the last 3 years or?
I don't think there's a huge difference, but
there's some new trends.
Yeah, a lot of progressive differences, I guess.
Mm.
Mm.
What do you think the main ones would?
Yeah, 今日なんか昨日ちょっといろいろ考えてて何話そうかなって。うん。最近見て面白かったなんかマシンラーニングとか、AI だね。やっぱ。
I've been thinking about that, like there was a lot of hype and recognition of the Internet of Things, IoT is coming, right? But the real implication of that is that we were going to have the AOT, sort of AI of things, because it's so easy and affordable and scalable to deploy machine learning algorithms to like everything that is on, you know, 4G or whatever.
On device, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Machine learning 系でなんか注目してるトピックあります？
そうね、まあいろいろあるんだけど、まあ、この間なんか日本のテレビっていうか YouTube で見たやつで、あの美空ひばりさんの歌声をね、
うん、
そのディープラーニングで再現して、
うん、
でまあ秋元康が新曲書いて、
うん、
それをこう実際にお客さんを入れてコンサートをやるっていうのを NHK でやってたんですよ。
あの結構前にマイケル・ジャクソンのホログラムみたいなのあったじゃないですか。こう亡くなってる人だけどホログラムでコンサートやるみたいな、その時も若干なんかこれは楽しいのか気持ち悪いかどうかなって思ったけど、それのもうネクストレベルですよね、これは。ネクストネクストネクストレベルぐらいのこう歌ったことない歌を個人に歌わせちゃうっていう。
実際その家族というか遺族とかにも、まあ、確認と協力を撮ってるんで、
うん、
まあ、勝手にね無断でやってるっていうわけではもちろんないんですけど、まあその番組見てる人とかコンサートに来た人はすごいテクノロジーの進化でこんなこともできるなって本当にすごいっていうポジティブな意見が多いですよね、
うん、
まあ、だけどまあこういうテクノロジーやっぱどうしても悪用したりとかすることを考えると、まあそんなにポジティブなことばっかりでもないよなみたいなのは思いますね。
I think there are going to be developments related to that sort of application with machine learning, but it as far as bringing back people who are dead or not here, I mean, they could analyze the transcriptions of everything Miyagawa-san has said and then have the machine algorithm essentially predict the next thing that you would say.
Yep.
And they can embody that in, you know, some visual representation of you or some vocalized representation of you. But the technology already exists with artificial intelligence to essentially replicate Miyagawa-san and predict what he would say next.
Yep.
And the fear is that each of us, when we're speaking, all we're doing is predicting what we should say next, you know?
I think that's so. Right. So there's this episode of Black Mirror on Netflix. I think the title is Be Right Back. A man got a traffic accident and died. And then the survivor, I think it was a spouse or girlfriend, whichever, knew about this service on the internet that if you provide your this dead person's social media account, we will analyze what he said, what recordings, videos, all these things into account, and we will create a virtual assistant resembling this dead person's personality for you. And she kind of struggled in the beginning, but she signed up for it. And then I'm not going to spoil the end was kind of
depressing.
Typical Black Mirror depressing style.
そりゃそうだ。
まあだけどそう、僕がもしね、あれだとしても、レコーディングとかいっぱいある、ポッドキャストとかいっぱいあるし、再生、なんていうの、再現することはできますよね。
Yeah, they could absolutely emulate your voice in a way that would be undetectable.
Right.
That it wasn't you. And they could have, we've seen the language algorithms be able to predict the next word.
Yeah, what's your point about, is this actually something we do when we talk?
Oh yeah.
Are we kind of predicting what this person is going to say and then align with that thinking?
Well, when I'm speaking, I'm essentially predicting what the next word should be while I'm speaking. My brain's doing this subconsciously. But
自分の言葉ってことでしょ？自分が次に何を言うかってことでしょ？
でも相手の言葉もそうだよね。Maybe.
Yeah. And we're doing that with other people's speech too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're either unsurprised when they finish their sentence or we're like, whoa, when they finish their sentence, you know?
Yeah. なんか、Google の E メールで予測でメールを書いてくれるやつあるじゃないですか。あれも何回か番組に言ってるけど、その、かなりいい感じに予測してくれていて、そうするとこう、自分がメールを書く意味っていうかをなんか疑いたくなってくるんですけど、その辺どう見てます？
まあだからメールをもう返事書き始めて最初の単語をね書いたらもう次が全部予測出てくるからタイプタイプタイプしていけばそれで書いてくれるっていうね。
そう。
まあでもアシスタントとしてはそれでもいいんじゃないですかね。
そう、めちゃくちゃ便利なんだけど、なんかそれがもっと発展していってお互いそのタブとエンターだけでこう会話できる、ある程度会話できるってなっちゃうと、 この会話ってじゃあ何なんだろうみたいな、こう
You're just supervising、right?
なんか哲学的な疑問が湧いてきちゃうというか、
So your thinking is being outsourced to an algorithm at that point. Like you're thinking less, because also the suggestions will affect what you actually end up saying as well. So it's already steering you to some extent.
I don't know if Google's current Gmail algorithm is doing exactly that.
It's pretty good,
but I'm not sure if Google is predicting what you're going to say. It's just predicting the suggesting what words will follow if you start the sentence with this word, right?
Yeah.
So there's a border between actually thinking instead of you or just suggesting what you want to type.
But it does change your thinking when you see the suggestions, right?
That's true, yeah.
And the OpenAI's machine learning language capabilities are that they've displayed are way beyond what Google or anyone else has shown. That stuff scares me to death. I don't know if you've seen it, but the OpenAI language machine learning algorithms, all they do is predict the next word, but they're able to complete entire essays, and you can't tell it wasn't written by a human. You know, it's staggering.
なんかiOS 13のスワイプタイプってあるじゃないですか。あれだけでもすごいって思うんだけど、もはや。あれめちゃくちゃ便利じゃない？
Are you using that?
I'm using Android, but Android has it for years now.
Isn't that like super useful?
It's really useful. Yeah.
I was shocked.
Really? It's that useful?
Well, especially when you use the phone with one hand. 片手でやるときはあっちの方が早い。
なんか一文字ずつちゃんと打ってたのって何だったんだろうって思うぐらい
便利。So you can just be kind of sloppy and it'll still get it. Is that the idea?
With the you just have to swipe your finger in the general direction of the next letter.
Huh.
And don't leave the screen.
Hmm.
Like, こうぐにゃぐにゃぐにゃってやればもう、はいこれでしょみたいな感じで分かってくれる。
And you guys prefer that over the tapping type?
Oh yeah. Well, I do.
I do. Yeah.
もう戻れない。
Hmm. It's like if you're typing in Japanese, you don't want to use romaji.
Yeah, it's only for English,
right?
あ、そう、フリック、あ、そうそう。日本語のフリックに動きの感じは近いけど、でも英語のやつの方がさらに便利。
More than フリック versus romaji.
Romaji.
あ、フリック versus romaji の感じに近いよ。その、わあ、便利っていう驚きは。
そっか。
え、Android はもうじゃあ、ずっと前からあったんだ。
うん、3、4年前からありましたね。
3、4年、What?
Before or after our last?
What?
マジか。
Before or after our last
recording? 多分前レコーディングした時もあったと思うよ。
そっか。え、なんでこんなに時間差があるんだろう。
Apple は結構その辺保守的なんで。あ、でも iPhone 使ってても、そのサードパーティーのキーボードを使えば、そのスワイプ、できるやつはあったんですよ。
なるほど。
今回 iOS13 で新しいのは Apple のその純正のやつにもその機能がついてるっていうところですね。
そのスワイプタイプっていうものが存在すること自体をその 3,4 年私は知らずに生きてきちゃったから衝撃的だった。
Yeah, I thought it was like a jailbreak thing.
It used to be a jailbreak thing.
Yeah. そっか。いやちょっとねびっくりしたわ。
まあでもさっきのプレディクションの話に戻ると、まあ、すごいその便利なんだけど、まあ、現時点の課題としてはその Google とかが使ってるモデルっていうのはそこまでディバースなデータセットじゃないと言われてるんですよ、
うん、
だから例えばですけどそのメールの返事を書くときに例えばお医者さんのことを話す、メールを書くときに英語だとその人を表すときにhim か her で表さなきゃいけないじゃないですか、
うん、
それがまあ医者だとほとんどが him になるし、
うん、
職業によって男性か女性かっていうのをその Google のマシンラーニングが勝手にこう決めちゃうわけなんですよね、
うん、
でそういうのはそのあんま良くないと思うんですよ、
うん、
So we would want those algorithms instead of being solely probabilistic, we would want them to just leave those places open for.
I think so.
Yeah.
So Google just, you know, stopped providing his or her in this email prediction function. Instead, I think they provide just there so that it's genderless or just don't provide it at all.
It's so weird that we don't just have like a genderless, like.Word that's specific, just not like there, because there is also like plural, so it、yeah. it kind of like messes things、はい、up.
どこだっけ、スウェーデンかどっかでその言葉を新しく作ったみたいな、ありましたよね。ここ数年かなんかで不便だからもう、その男女どっちにも使えるやつを作っちゃえみたいな。
It's hard to introduce a new word, you know.But it's weird that there wasn't one before.
まあ英語だと they を単数形で使うのも最近はアクセプタブルになっていますよね。
すごい、結構普通に使ってますよね。でも確かに AI がこうその作った人の意図とは違うところですごいセクシストな感じになっちゃうっていうのはよく聞きますよね。
だしその現在の世界をモデリングしてるわけだから、その現在なんか現実の中でスキューズになってるデータがどんどんどんどんさらに偏っていっちゃうと思うんですよね、だからマイノリティの人がどんどんどんどんそのマシンラーニングの中でもマイノリティになっていってしまうっていう、まあそこが問題なのかなと、
It's hard to define things like you know like there's so many cultural differences and linguistic differences, and something like Google needs to accommodate for like so many different regions and like so many different people. Like, is there some sort of an acceptable global solution, or is there always going to be a localized solution? Or, you know, those things are tough, right? If people get upset either way.
Mm. Yeah.
だから人類の理想としているところを完全に無視した現実をある意味突きつけられてくるわけだけど、それだとね、
mm.
こうサービスとしてはちょっと困っちゃう。
だからインターネットっていうのは本来はボーダーレスなものであるはずなんですよね。だけども、まあ、実際に使う人はそのジオグラフィカルには違う場所にいるし、法律も違うし、言語も違うから、まあ、このシステムは英語でしか動きませんって言ったら、まあ、使える人がね、かなり限られるし、まあ、このシステム日本語でしか動きませんって言ったらもうどんどんもっと、ね、制限されるからそこは難しいですね。
なんかディープフェイクもね、今年結構いろんなのがいろんな話があったなと思って、うん、
だから結局あのそのミスロヒバリさんのやつに戻ると、まあ、あれはまあディープフェイクみたいなもんだと思うんですよ、
うんうん、そうです
ね、やってることはね、まあ、技術としては多分ちょっと違うんですけど、
うん、
だから思ったのはそうやってその死んだ人が蘇って素晴らしい、文化的には素晴らしいって感じだけど、まあ、あれを悪用しようと思ったらなんか死んだその何ですかね、宗教カルトの教祖さんとかが、
うん、
はい、蘇りましたみたいな感じでそうやってもあれ見てたら、人間がどうやってこう人間の感情っていうのがどれだけマニピュレートしやすいかっていうのがもうすごい分かりやすいですよ。
The idea of just like a resurrected AI cult leader it's a movie plot right there
あとなんか単純に、まあ、死んでるからいいやっていうのもありなのかもしれないけど、その個人が絶対にこう生きてる間は歌わなかったような歌、自分だったら絶対に拒否するようなのを歌わせるとか、
うん、
絶対本人が言わなかったようなことを言わせるっていうのもちょっとね、どうなのかなって思うけど、
うん、
そういうのはだからそのうち権利になっていくのかもしれないですね、
うん、
だから死ぬ時にウィルっていうか遺書みたいなのに、
あ、ディープフェイクは絶対やめてくれみたいな、
自分のデータを使ってはならないみたいなあるいは逆にあのもう自分はクリエイティブにこういう条件であれば無条件に使って、無条件にというか、
うん、
使っていいですよっていう、そういうのはありかもしれないですね。
Can you write a will to like society though? Like, you know, like you're, it's not like to your grandchildren or something.
Right.
It's like, dear everybody, like, by the way, don't do this after I'm dead and I can't do anything to stop you. Yeah. Like,
it's not a will, but if you publish your work, if you're a software engineer, you publish your code to the open source community, mm-hmm. and you can define what license you want to permit.
Mm.
You can say very restrictive, all rights protected, you should not use this software for your work.
Mm-hmm.
Other side is like, you can do whatever with this code, but you have to keep my copyright information.
Mm-hmm.
So that's totally valid to say, here's my thing, this is a license, this is the permission, you can do whatever with this.
And so the license terms would be, if I die.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't bring me back.
だから、バイリンガルニュースとリビルドの音声、オンライン上の音声は、私たちが死んだ後にディープフェイク使ってダメですとかいいですとか、
明記
とかないといけなくなるとか。
You'll probably lose to fair use, though. Like, someone will be able to, you know, use you or your likeness in some way. And even if you had such a license, wouldn't it expire after some term? Like,
yeah, I think fair use is a valid argument. I think Ellen, I think a couple of weeks ago, talked about her relationship with Bush.
Hmm.
And then she was...
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah. And she was making some explanation on the social media. And someone took that and changed the background movie to picture a war in Iraq. And then Ellen tried to take down that video because that is a copyright violation.
Mm-hmm.
But someone just keeps uploading it, claiming that it's a fair use because it's just a remix. It's not changing anything of what she said.
リミックスって言われちゃうとすごいね、それも。
Everything's being remixed and put into like memes and other short content and you know, going after people for copyright stuff is seen as low online, basically. You know, if you're like copy striking on YouTube or, you know, there needs to be, because it seems to be there are a lot of copyright claims and sort of copyright, what would you call it? There are companies that are trying to exploit copyright to like, to claim revenue from other people's content.
ジャスラックのことかな?
まあ、 エージェンシーみたいなので、それでまあ、生計を立ててるというかね、それが仕事だから。 まあ、でもなんかカリフォルニアでそのディープフェイクを政治的な理由とあとリベンジポルノに使うのは違法っていう法律ができたのかできるのかっていうニュースは見ましたね。だから選挙が確か選挙の 6ヶ月以内だったかなにその 政治家、その選挙の対象になってる人に何か違うことを言わせるようなディープフェイクとか、それはその行為自体が違法っていう。
Where is this?
California.
Really? Wait, it's okay. So if you're in California, you can't make.
That's そうだね。だからそれは。
But that doesn't affect people that are in the internet research agency or something.
だからなんだ、オレゴンとかに移動して、ネバダとかに移動すれば大丈夫みたいな。フェデラルレベルでやんないとあんま意味ないかもしれないですよね。
And even if it was at the federal level, what are you going to do if someone in a different country?
ロシアに行けば。
Yeah, スイーツとか。
But you could be in Russia or Oregon or whatever and outsource the production to the Philippines or the Antarctica or whatever space. And then what are you going to do?
ね、今までだから動画で見て確認してたことも、なんか何を見て確認すればいいんだじゃあっていう話だよね。
I don't think we'll even notice that it's being done effectively at first. You know, the whole deep fake audio, fake. I think it's probably, I mean, it is happening on some small level right now, not necessarily strictly deep fake videos, because I don't think those are quite there yet.
But it's there.
You think it's there?
あると思うけどね。
But experts could still debunk it, right?
So, Google
but within a few years, it's going to be like,
right.
Yeah.
So what Google is developing is to combat with these deep fakes, to be able to detect this should be a copy of this video layering someone else's face on top. Because right now, the technology of deepfakes is not perfect. So it's for a computer to detect these faults is possible now. But maybe 5 years, 10 years from now, it's going to be much more difficult.
それがもうコンピューターを持ってしても分からなくなるっていうのは可能なんですかね?
難しくすることはできるじゃない?
その限りなく難しいってこと?
Yeah, people have trouble differentiating, like distinguishing very small edits, very subtle edits in video that don't require AI or anything special to do.
なんかあったよね、あの、酔っ払ってる風に、なんか女の人、誰だっけ、Senator?
I think Pelosi,じゃない?
あ、そうだ、いやいやいや。
Somebody slowed down the video and shared it saying she's drunk. And then a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, she's, you know, totally drunk. Something's wrong with her brain. But it was like slowed down by 25% or something. But that's so ridiculously easy to do. Like slow down.
It's not AI. It's not machine learning. It's just slowing down the video clip.
And so if there's difficulty obtaining the truth of, you know, about something, you know, an item like that, imagine the difficulty that will be involved with deep fake videos. And then it's like Google's the only one that can tell you whether it's true or not. It's like, so Google decides? What if they have some special interest too?
And that's actually, exactly. And then Google is making like a phone. They just announced a new Pixel phone, which has a great camera.
The 4? But,
Pixel 3 has a great camera. Pixel 4 has an even better camera. But what it does, I think Apple is doing that too. is just taking the picture from the camera lens and then synthesize them and use the machine learning to just...
What?
In a way, it's just a fake.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It's just making. It's called computational photography.
Mm-hmm.
But what it means at the core is just taking some image and mm-hmm. just creates a new photo that's almost identical to the world. So you mm-hmm. can't tell if it's fake or not. But what mm-hmm. it does is actually just creating a photo.
どこを直してるんですか？
そのディテールとかあと手ぶれした時に手ぶれしちゃってると。でもこれは多分元はこうだったんだろうなっていうのを再現するわけですよ。でもちろんそのカメラのハードウェアの性能が良くなってくればその手ぶれとかももちろん抑えられるし、
うん、
でたくさんソフトウェアの性能も良くなってるからたくさんその写真を撮れるサンプル撮れるんで、
うん、
手ぶれの写真撮ってるんだけどこの写真とこの写真はここぶれてないからこれを使って、うん、で他はそのよく撮れてる方を使ってっていう風になる。
So it's using something kind of like the live photos and maybe like a image stacking extrapolation、
うん、
to determine like where pixels should be。
それってリバートできるんですかね。その撮った人はそのここを補正してありますよっていうのは分かるんですか？それとももう自動でなされちゃってる？
原理的には戻せますけど、あの普段今使ってる Google の写真アプリとか Apple のカメラアプリはそれ勝手にやってくれる。
うん、
でユーザーはどこが補正されたかっていうのは分かんないです。
分かんない。
Mm. Isn't the bokeh effect on the iPhone for portrait mode? Isn't that like software? That's not real.
It's entirely software.
Well, yeah, there's no way that's...
It's a combination of software and two camera lens with two different focal length.
Mm.
2つカメラがついてて、それの差を見つつ、でも実際にぼかすのはソフトウェアでやってますね。
Mm.
だからまあ、完全にソフトウェアってわけじゃないけど。
But that bokeh effect is like, to me, it's not possible from that little lens. You know,、mm. you need a faster lens for、mm. that effect.、
Mm.
Yeah.
あれもすごいよね。
It looks nice, right? Everything like looks like
it's almost perfect.
What we want、yeah. it to look like.
Yeah.
I've seen it with my friends, the newest iPhone 11 Pro,、
hmm.
and it's even better.
Really?
Wow.
The 前のやつだと、その髪の毛、
あ、そうそうそう、たまにおかしくなる。
間とかがちょっとおかしくなってたりするんですね。特にあと動物とか、まあ、動物のね、ふわふわの動物とかは背景とちょっと。ね、にじんじゃってて、
そうそう、
でもそれもほとんど解決してますね、新しいのは。
あ、そうなんだ。
How about the panorama photo thing? Has that thing gotten better? You know, like people would try to take a panorama and then like someone would move like in the scene and their head would be like a football shape or something. Like,
あんま撮らないですよね。最初はその珍しさでノベルティで撮ってたけど、まあ旅行行ってさ、なんか山の頂上とかで撮るけど、まあそれぐらいですよね。
But I feel like they could use machine learning to correct some of the aberrations in that one.
まあそれはそうだと思う。
まあパノラマ撮んないけどね。
Because it sucks, that's why, right? Because the horizon is like ぐにゃぐにゃ、like there's something wrong when you try it, right? But if it worked perfectly, wouldn't you do it?
でもなんかこうするのがめんどくさくない？なんかパシャってやりたい。
その正直。パノラマ写真を撮ってどうやって楽しむのかっていう、
そう、
そのインスタグラムにポストできないしさ、
machine learning the panorama function and then like a VR headset or
something. I think VR headset is necessary to enjoy panorama photos fully.
They used the accelerometer so you could like turn your phone like this and、
That's、
kind、
true.
Of look around in the scene.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool, actually.
そうね、Google マップでそのパノラマの写真見ると、なんかね、
スマートフォン、like、window.
動かしたらこう見れるみたいなのありますね。
あれは結構確かに楽しいね。
See?
あの、さっき、まあ、その Google が結局、あの、まあ、その、ディープフェイクも本物か本物じゃないかを見分けるとか、そのさっきあのマイケルと私収録してて、そのインスタグラムがあのフォースインフォメーションレーブルをつけることにするとか、で、まあ、それがフォースインフォメーションかそうじゃないかは、まあ、フェイスブックが第三者機関に委託して、 みたいな話をしている時に、まあ、どこまでその私個人的にこう、まあ、なんだろう、表現は自由であるべきだしプラットフォームとしてみんなに開かれているべきではあるんだけど、よくよく考えると、まあ、ただの民間企業であることには変わりなくて、そのバランスって今後どうなっていくのかなって思って、ちょっとそれを宮川さんに聞きたかった、
うん、いやだから私企業なんでね、その彼らのプラットフォーム上でどの情報が正しい正しくないっていうラベル付けをするのは、まあ、彼らの自由ではありますよね。だけど、まあ、インスタグラムもそうだし、フェイスブックとかツイッターとかは、これだけその世の中とか政治とかに影響を与えてるわけですよね。だから、それのことを考えると、まあ、レギュレートされるべきっていう意見もあるみたいだけどね。
エリザベス・ウォーレンとか？
そうそうそう。
そう、なんかこう、自分もすぐこう Facebook とか Google とかに、まあ、すごい期待値を持ってるから、なんかこうするべきみたいな言うんだけど、よくよく考えると、まあ、普通の企業だもんな、みたいな、こう、なんだろう、ある程度、なんかどこまで社会のソーシャルジャスティスのなんかヒーローみたいな、でいることを求められるのかみたいなこととかも考え出して、なんかその、
I don't think like Instagram or Facebook are immune to corruption, and you know it would give Zuckerberg a lot of power over future politics. And these companies can easily get in bed with political figures as well. They're not immune to political favoritism. So
if
you have Instagram or Facebook saying like this is true, this is not true, like should we listen to Instagram or should we listen to the BBC or should we listen to NHK or should people just be able to talk?
モノポリ状態になってるのが難しいですよね。その例えばザッカーバーグが好きじゃないから、じゃあ Facebook 使うのやめようって言ってもなかなかそれが難しかったりとか。
そうなんですよね、
なんかアルテナティブがないから。
そうなんですよ、
やめれないっていう。
だからこの間エリザベス・ウォーレンが何だったかな、 Facebook にそのフェイクアドっていうのをあえてポストしたんですね。それはその共和党というかドナルド・トランプの陣営が、まあなんか嘘の情報が混じっている広告をフェイスブックに出したことに対抗して、じゃあ私もそれ出しますよって言って、じゃあフェイスブックはこれをテイクダウンするのかそれともしないのかっていうのを、まあ、ダブルスタンドドードになっちゃうからねやって、で結局なんかフェイスブック側はそれテイクダウンはしてないのかもしれないけど、反論としてはいやでもこれって結局でもテレビ局、アメリカのテレビ局に政治家がキャンペーンの動画を CM を流すときっていうのは内容の審査はしてないですよと、まあ、そうしないと審査をするとその検閲になっちゃうから、だからやってないですよねっていう返事をしたんですね。だけどそれはテレビ局っていうのは放送局でライセンスがないとできないしレギュレートされてるメディアなわけだけど、Facebook は別にね政府によってレギュレートされてないんですよ、だからなんかそうやって自分たちと違うレベルのスタンダードを持ってきて反応しても全然意味がないよねとは思うんですよね。だけど、まあ、ザッカーバーグはじゃあ Facebook をレギュレートして、そのあるいは逆に Facebook が何が正しくて何が正しくないとか、この意見はそのポストするべきではないとかって検閲する、そういうインターネットが欲しいんですかっていうのをみんなにまあ聞いていて、まあまあまあそれは彼の立場としてはそれは分かる。フェイスブックで人が何を話すべきで何を話すべきじゃないかをマーク・ザッカーバーグは決めるポジションにはいたくないですよね、絶対に。
今そのそういうテック系の大企業の善意にみんなが頼っているというか、なんかそこが怖いといえば怖いですよね。
だしその、まあ、さっき言いましたけど変わりがないですよ、
だ
から YouTube 使えねえから僕の動画は YouTube じゃないとこで公開しますって言ってもないですね。まあ、Vimeoとかあるけど、
That's why people have problems with like, is it a platform or is it a publisher? And if it's a platform, then you know, all ideas should be welcome to compete on the platform, and people can argue or people can have debates about things. But if it's a curated publisher, then it's like, well, this is our opinion.
It's and, both.
So.
It's like Amazon.com. If you go to Amazon.com, there's a lot of like third-party shops that sell things on Amazon. Mm-hmm. But Amazon also sells its own product, mm-hmm. Amazon Basics. And then they know what it's going to sell. So Amazon Basics can just make things that sells well mm-hmm. and do not make things that do not sell well.
Well, they have a, you know, Amazon has these curated shopping lists, so like holiday shopping lists. And some of the products that are featured on their lists are paying over $1 million. Mm. $1 million to be on their list. And it's like, here's our thoughtfully like created, you're the best products, you know, objective. You know, it's like, no, you guys made millions and millions of dollars listing mm. these products here. And that exact same thing can happen with any of these platforms that move towards a publisher sort of curation model mm. because they can accept money. They can make deals with people. They make deals with the different media companies and it starts to become less of a platform and more of a, you know,
publisher.
Yeah, more of a publisher. So,
なんか普段あんまりこう政府が企業とか個人に介入していくっていうのは好きじゃない派なんですけど、なんかこういうなんだろう、フェアトリーティーがもうなくなってる状態だとやっぱり、だってアマゾンだってね、じゃあ私アマゾン使うのやめますっていうわけにいかない状態にもう知らない間に消費者みんななってるわけだから、なんかね、
代替がないことがやっぱ問題、競争起きないし、
うん、
その会社、その一番強い会社の思惑一つでいろんなことが変わっちゃう、まあ、政治にもちろん影響することもあるだろうし、
うん、
ユーザーの使い勝手とか。YouTube が例えばその配信者に対するペイアウトのレートとか率を変えたらもうそれで生計が立てられなくなる人とかがまあいきなり出てきたりとかするわけですよね、
うん、
でもし YouTube みたいな会社がサービスが3つ4つ5つあればまあ競争が起きるわけで YouTube がちょっとレート変えますって言ったらああじゃあちょっとそれ良くないんで私は別のとこに移りますってできるはずなんですよだけど今はそれがまあないほぼないですね。
All kinds of companies have been broken up in the past for being sort of monopolistic. But I can't think of any more monopoly-like entities than, you know, the big tech companies that we have today. I mean, they are more globally monopolist than I think any company has been.
今までの人類の歴史の中でだって多分初めてですよね。こんなことになってるのは。まあだから答えがなくてこういう大きい議論になってるんだと思うけど。
How's the world going to end up? What's your view? Where are we going? Is all this technology
back? Where are we going?
Was Ted Kaczynski right? Was he right about all of this stuff? It's a horrible mistake, and technology will lead to the dehumanization of all of us, and will be, you know, subverted by our artificial intelligence successors.
Yeah. One of the things we joked about, I think, was a lot of the videos on YouTube or photos in Instagram are actually fake.
They are.
There's a lot of fake videos on YouTube.
It's fake people.
Fake people, too. It's machine generated. And the rate of fake machine generated videos on YouTube are actually higher than actual people recorded videos.
I've seen a few and I actually like those. I didn't actually click like, but I enjoyed some of those videos.
It's actually targeting kids. So kids tend to like the videos with nonsensical music and repetition of the same thing over and over again. And then once the kids got an iPad or whatever and watched that video once, YouTube's algorithm detects that, oh, this user likes these kinds of videos and autoplay the next one that's, you know, potentially uploaded by the same machine-generated videos. And it just keeps playing that video over and over.
What?
So I think the dystopian future is like people, a human is going to die, but this robot, like the code and the computers that are uploading the videos are still working, and servers are still working. So nobody's watching the video, but YouTube is like accumulating all these machine-generated videos over and over. And then so in the future, aliens from the other planets will arrive at the Earth And then they discover Wi-Fi. And then they connect, they kind of reinvent the internet. And they connect this, found this site, YouTube, and then open it. Oh, this, what is this nonsensical videos that's uploaded? Who is uploading these videos?
Right.
That's Black Mirror.
Yeah, is, definitely. New episode.
Do you believe something close to that will happen? Or like, if do you, like, do you have a serious, like you think something is going to change with our technology? A lot of people are alluding to like sort of a singularity or some kind of, we're sort of nearing our genkai with all this technology stuff, with the VR and the AR and sort of the boundary between the real physical world and sort of our virtual information is getting so thin and blurry.
まあ、悲観的なペシミスティックになればそういうことが起きてもおかしくはないと思いますけど、まあまあでも、まあ、一方でオプティミスティックになれって考えれば、まあこういうテクノロジーはいいようにも使えるし、まあ、人間はそこまでバカじゃないとは思いますけどね。
But eventually,
eventually. 結果的にはそうなるかもしれないけど。
That's not what you want to hear. でも今年だっけ、あの Google の音声予約のやつ、あれ今年でしたっけ、
今年、去年かな、
去年の
デュプレックス、
なんかあれが結構やっぱり衝撃が大きくて、個人的にこうだから、まあ、ディープフェイクとかもそうだけど、こう相手が本当に人間なのかどうかをもう人間が分かんなくなるっていうのがもうなんだ、個人レベルでもう起きちゃう。
And I think there is going to be an increasing difficulty for everyone to figure out what exactly is true and what exactly is happening in the world. And we're bombarded with so much information from so many places, and we're either subject to conflicting information or siloed information, or, you know, we're all like little. Each of us is like a tiny flashlight, and then everything that our light isn't shining on is completely invisible to us. But we all think we're seeing like 75% gudai, and so we're all just like these in this totally dark world. And then your flashlight is just shining on the curated Twitter feed or whatever, you know. And it's once we can't tell the difference between like what's real or not in a freaking video. It used to be like pics or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Pics or it didn't happen.
What is pics?
So pictures.
Picture. Yeah.
So like, show me a picture or it didn't happen. Right? It's like kind of was the common phrase the last 20 years. But now it's like, even if you see a picture, it's like
pics and it
videos
could be fake.
Yeah, it could be
pics.
Video could be and fake. It could still be fake. Who knows? Like, there's nothing you can do to prove it. You'd have to grab their hand and take them to the physical location and be like, "Look, it's real."
So,
and even then, they like reach up and they feel that they're actually wearing VR goggles this whole time.
Right? Yeah, goggles. Like, AR goggles. So, もし AR メガネとかかけてたら、目で見てもそれが実際に。かどうか、フェイクかどうか分かんないですよね。
分かんない。
But the highest level of that problem is what Elon Musk talks about, is that the possibility that you're in a simulation already, right? So the world has already been consumed by technology, and right now you're actually just taking a trip back through like the good times before AI took over. So AI took over already, but it just happened, so you're depressed, right? If you're in the AI-controlled world and there's a bunch of levitating metal spider things in the air, right? So they put you back in the simulation where you can eat, you know,
A5
steaks. Well, he believes that we're living in a simulation, or at least that we cannot mathematically, the probability that we are in a simulation is higher than the probability that we are not, based on our epistemological condition right now. So based on what we can confirm. So you could just be lying in like a vat of like some weird biochemical stuff that like keeps your brain, if you have a brain.
It's weird how なんかブラックミラーが放送された時が何年か忘れちゃったんですけど、なんかこう まあ、サイファイとかブラックミラーみたいなやつとかがどんどんこう未来の話じゃなくてもう超近未来みたいな数年後の話にこう、うん、どんどんどんどん短縮されてきてるじゃないですか。なんかそれもなんだろう人類の歴史の中で新しいというか。
We can't see far into the future anymore.
そうそうそう。
We can only see 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 years. If you ask someone what's happening with technology in 10 years, everyone's like, I have no idea. But 100 years ago, it's like pretty obvious. Like probably not that much.
なんか昔は多分何十年後の話を描かないとあんまりクレイジーじゃないわけじゃないですか。でも今別に3年後でも結構クレイジーな話が書けるから、そんなにこう。先の必要がないっていうか、なんかそれもすごいですよね。
Can you see the future? How far can you see? Like how many years in the future do you feel confident that you can kind of picture it before it's just totally fuzzy out?
難しいね。いや、そんな先のことはでも分かんないですよ。まあ、だって5年前、10年前に例えば iPhone が出たのも15年ぐらい前
has like six cameras.
まあその時に今ねこうなってるって考えてたかっていうと分かんないですね。やっぱディープラーニングとかマシンラーニング、AI とかの発展がすごいから、まあそこがこれからどんどん進んでいくだろうし、あとなんか今日出てた昨日ぐらいに出てたニュースで Google が量子コンピューターのまあ、実証みたいなのに成功したっていう話もあって、まあ、それも多分この 2,3 年後とかにだいぶ実用化みたいなのができるレベルになってくると可能性はあると思うんですよね。なんか今日出た発表はなんか量子の方が古典的なコンピューターより速くなるという証明ができたっていうことで、
yeah. I saw that IBM responded and kind of said like、it's like three times faster. It's not like a million times faster.
そうだけどそれはあの何でもいいらしいんですよ。まあ、彼らの言ってることは量子コンピューターの方が古典コンピューターよりこれで速くなるという例がありました、それが1個でもあればもうそれでは量子コンピューターっていうのはもうこれが第一歩で、もう10年後20年後には1億倍なおね、早くなるんですよっていうのがもう分かるっていう。
I think, yeah, I think it'll be, you know, IBM was saying like, if we had like unlimited storage space for our machine, it would do much better than Google said. みたいなこと。So Google had made an assumption about limited storage space for the conventional computer. But yeah, like,I don't even, I mean, what would quantum computing even do? Like, you throw that in with the AI and all the other stuff that's going on, then you have like quantum AI computing.
Like, yeah. The thing that's taking hours and months to get done can be done in a second, I think. So, for example, there is a technology to take a blurry pixelized photos and then just represent.Kind of reproduce what was in the picture. If you watched a TV show with a crime suspect kind of show, there's like a security camera. And then, oh, zoom in.
Yeah.
And like the actual people's face show up.
Yeah.
That technology doesn't exist today.
Because I think it does now, don't they?
You could, but it takes hours to do the work. But...With the quantum computing, or whatever, the fast, 100 times faster computer, you should be able to do that work real time.
Yeah.
So cool.
That will be... And that's true for breaking through certain types of security used on the internet as well.
So today, Bitcoin is crashing. Because the security of stability of the Bitcoin relies on the fact thatComputing is difficult for this kind of math. And if you get quantum computing, Bitcoin.
There are types of. I think there are methods of encryption that are quite resilient to quantum computers.
Maybe.
Still, forget which one. It's like the, what is it? The SAS 256 or whatever it is.
But it just means that it's not stable, right? I mean, like, if the. その速さが エクスポネンシャルにどんどんどんどん改善されちゃう場合、今レジリエントだとしても何、じゃあ来年どうなってる、再来年どうなってるみたいな話ってこと？
それはあると思う。
But I feel like it's not just Bitcoin. There are so many things that would be threatened by quantum computing.
Yeah, HTTPS and TLS.
Tons of
these internet shopping site security. These things relying on the mathematics in encryption.
Military stuff too, no? Military stuff too, no?
Yeah.
Defense.
Whatever you do with encryption relies on the math. And if you got a faster computer, it takes less time to crack the encryption.
So I think there is a bit of an arms race around quantum computing, the same way that there's a bit of an arms race around artificial intelligence as well. So, you know, like people think, you know, if whatever country has the most advanced AI,
AI もそうだし、
5G とか、
5G
もそうでしょ。It's a race, right?
Oh, is there a race for 5G?
Right? Yeah. No.
Well, there's a race for
China and America.
I think the race has already been won by SpaceX, but Elon tweeted the other day through his Starlink system. So the Starlink system is a super low latency satellite internet network that it's like a flowing mesh network, and that would allow devices to be connected from, you know, anywhere on Earth. So you could be anywhere on Earth and then have a connection that's better than 5G to the internet.
Yeah.
And with lower latency than pretty much any solution there is right now for internet. So the financial industry will have to buy into Starlink because they have the latency issue with arbitrage, trading the price differences, right? So I think, and that service starts next year, global satellite internet, and that will change Internet of Things, AI of Things, mobile gaming, mobile, all that stuff. Because a lot of the problems are caused by latency limitations. So,
なんかちょっと話変わるけど、アメリカのあのショッピングサイトとかでチャットでこうカスタマーサービスできるじゃないですか。Do you know if a lot of businesses are using AI for that, like chatbots?
I think so.
うん。Cause この間ね、あの子供用にハロウィンのコスチュームをアメリカから買って輸入したら、なんかサイズが合わなかったからチャットで問い合わせたら、すごい感じのいい女の人だったんだけど、とで全然会話も普通にできてるんだけど、途中であれこれ人間かなってちょっと思ってきて、なんか人間じゃなかった気がするのね。でそれをこう日本のサービスであんまり多分カスタマーサービスチャット使ってないと思うんだけど、なんか生まれて初めてその向こう側が人間じゃないかもなって結構革新的に思った出来事で、
なんか Wait, was it? Or you don't know?
わかんない。
You can't tell.、
うん、
いやでも多分それは少なくとも最初の何フレーズかはあの機械がやってると思います。
うん、
僕もよくあるなんか携帯電話のプロバイダーのサイトとか行くと、まあ、何分もこう同じページに漂っているとチャットボットで何かヘルプ必要ですかみたいな来て、でタイピングすると答えてくれるんだけど、そのうち人間のエージェントに切り替わる。
あ、そうな
の。まあ、その場合例えば名前が出てきて、じゃあ人間のエージェントにつなぎますねって言ってくれる場合もあるし、そうじゃなくてなんかシームレスにここまでボットだったけどここからは人間っていうこともあるかもしれないですね。
そっか、うん、そう最初からね人間の名前はついてたんだけど、まあ、もしかして人間だったらかもしれないけど、なんかちょっと
It was probably just a person, no? 普通に
でもなんかこれを人間がやる、しかもね24時間なの、
うん、
だからまあアメリカ以外のところにも拠点を置いてやってる可能性もあるけど、ハロウィンのコスチュームのショップでそこまでやるかなって思って。
But does a Halloween costume shop have like state of the art like 人工知能 chat assistant? Like how common is that sort of technology right now?
Well, they don't need to build it. I'm sure there's a lot of
like Watson とか.
Yeah, providers that provide that feature, so you can.
Is that common right now? You think?
Not sure, but I'm sure there's a lot of internet product services that provide that.
なんか正直人間を雇うより安いのかなって思ったけど、なんかだってそのサイズが違いましたとか返品できますかとか同じようなことしか聞かれないわけだから、うん、できそう。
うん。
でもその時のなんか変な感じ、あれ私もしかして今人間じゃない人と喋ってるみたいな。
It's weirder if it was just a human and that whole thing is in your head.
Yeah, either way.
Like, oh my god.
Yeah, either way, it's weird. But I always try to be nice to those people. なんか、yeah. あ本当ごめんねとかなんかちょっと一言足すのね。だから相手が人間じゃなかったらこれはなんか何の意味があるんだろうとか。
I guess that product, if it was actually a bot, needs a lot of customization if they want to get into the Japanese market.
Mm.
Because Japanese customer support is so apologetic to a point that it's really frustrating.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So I opened a customer support ticket contact to Amazon Japan about my issue with Kindle. Mm. I was not able to buy some book, technical difficulties.
Mm.
And it's like, お客様、何々様、お世話になっております。この度は大変申し訳ございません。blah, blah, 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 blah. It's so long, and it doesn't even solve the problem. If it's in the US, I think it's like, hey, what's going on? And like, okay, I will forward you to this department. They will figure out this technical problem for you. Hang on a moment. There's no like apologies. There's no, you know, unnecessary... The bus introduction.
Mm. I like the apology though. I do hope that it's useful.
Why? But
because I've had bad experiences in this, you know, with American customer support, where they're basically telling me to go beat it. You know, like, and I'm just like, hey, this is your fault. And it's just like, where's the apology? Jesus. No, in Japan, like, I bought a pillow the other day, and then there it came with like a handwritten essay of thanks and gratitude and how hard they work to make
That's
this,
nice.
Like, you know, and like, it's, you know.
Yeah, that gives a little...
There's like some good feeling from like this small pillow manufacturer or whatever.
Hmm.
I want something in between.
Yeah.
Like, I get, the cold, like...
I know, get frustrated when I ride on a JR. JR なんか2分ぐらい遅れただけで大変ご迷惑をおかけしておりますみたいな言うじゃん。
You should write Chiyoda-san. They don't say shit anymore. it's late all the time. They don't say anything. It blows my mind. I'm like, this is like a minute and a half late. Do you see this? They haven't said anything. They haven't apologized to me once. ありえない。
もう僕はもう2分3分遅れるなんて遅れたうちに入んないってアメリカでは思ってるから、日本に来てそれで謝られるとなんか逆に腹が立つというか、なんか謝られるようなことを してるのかと思ってなんかムカついてくるっていう。
逆に。
じゃあ何分ぐらい経ったら they should apologize like how
five minutes
and in the states they want to how it, it'll be
they
like
don't
10
they
minutes.
Don't care
JR の人も大変だね多分謝んなくても怒られるし謝っても怒られるしもうどうしたらいいかかな、
yeah.
アメリカではもうそこにいる人は絶対謝らない、because they think apologies do not solve anything、
あとまあ雇われてるだけっていうこうアティチュードがありますよね、なんか別に自分はただの従業員ですからみたいなオーナーじゃない
し。Yeah, so I was on a United flight and then they ran out of mail on aircraft.、They don't. I think they say like sorry, but then they gave me a coupon and a form to make a complaint on the site.、
その場で言わないでねってことですよね。
So、like,
どうにもできないし。
What they mean is, if you want to make a complaint, fill in this form instead、of.Complaining to me、because that doesn't solve any problem.
じゃあその、あの、機内食がもう数が足りなくなっちゃった。
種類が何種類かあったんだけど、僕が座ってた席がまあ真ん中辺、後ろ方だったかな。
I get the feeling that they're not even trying to address the problem. They're not even trying to fix it. You know, so I get on the plane and then something doesn't work. The headphone jack doesn't work. So now I can't watch any movies the entire 12-hour flight. And there's no apology. There's no nothing. I just point it out and they're like, oh.I'm like, well, can I sit somewhere else? It's like, no, it's full. It's like, okay. まあ、fuck my life.
まあ、そうね。まあ、フライトアテンダンスにはどうにもできないからね。
Yeah. 他の席に変えてくれるっていうパターンはまああるかもだけど、まあ、それができなかったらもうどうしようもない。
うん、ね。
Or that sometimes the tray table on Delta was like totally jacked.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing. They were just kind of like, well, we can't help you, but we have a website. And you can complain there.
そうそう。
It's like, まあなんか、Delta とユナイテッドは私の中で結構カスタマーサービスのすごい悪い方だと思うんだけど、なんか日本の企業で働いてる人もある程度それぐらいのこう気持ちでやってもいいのかなって思う時はある。やっぱちゃんとしすぎてすごいストレスでみんな疲れちゃうから。だってアメリカのスーパーとか行って、あ、すいません、これってどこにありますって言ったら I don't know って言われて終わる時あるじゃないですか。知らねえよみたいな。で、日本の店でそんなの絶対ないじゃん。知りませんとか自分で探せみたいなさ。でなんかある意味私はアメリカに住んでないからこそちょっと清々しい時はある、このやる気のなさみたいな。
Yeah, stuff will be broken in the States and they don't fix it for like years and years and years. You know, like a light is like flickering or something. Like they don't notice. The same, like I'd go to the same like Turkish restaurant or whatever place and they don't fix. It's like O'Hare. If you go to O'Hare Airport. The signage is not displaying anything. It's just black. And it's just like that for years, I swear. Like
もう気にしない。
Yeah.
まあ、それが全部ではないと思うけど。
That's the contrast. Yeah. That's the impression, I guess.
そうだね。日本との差がね。
Yeah, Japan is all about attention to detail. And even the lowest paid workers are so nice and kind. In general, I think they're just overworking.
でもなんか最近この辺だと特にやっぱり海外から働きに来てる人がすごい多くて、ここ本当に 2,3 年でめちゃくちゃ増えたと思うんですけど、コンビニとかファストフードとか。でもそういう人たちも海外から来てるのに、この日本のスタンダードでその時給800円とか900円でもめちゃくちゃこう日本スタンダードで接客してるのを見て、
If you look Japanese.
なんかすごい大変そうって
If the customer looks Japanese, then they're like, めっちゃちゃんとしてる。But if it's like a foreigner customer, then, or they think you're a foreigner customer, they kind of just...
まあいいや、みたいな。
That's what I get at コンビニ。
あ、そう。
Yeah. So, the racist
but,
one.
But like, if you're Japanese, and they're like, あ、oh,、もうちゃんとしなきゃ。And they're like...
でもなんか、だとしたらさ、だとしたら申し訳ないよね。
When I go to the convenience, I just get the なんていうの、外人扱い、from
外人。
外人And not, Japanese employees won't do 外人扱いと me, because、
huh.
they're just behaving the same way the whole time.
まあまあそうだね、そうだね、
That's
true. 全員一緒だもんね。
It's weird, right? It's complicated.
それだけ日本人のお客さんの方が文句を言う率が高いっていうことなの。
Yeah, I think I won't complain.
Yeah, it's Japanese customers.
They're wrong.
Don't.
They're wrong. They're wrong.
かわいそうだよ。
日本人の方がデマンディングなんだね。
Yeah. And they know, they understand that too, so.
コンビニの仕事でも大変だと思う。なんか、
最近。絶対大変だと思う。
ペイメントの種類とかめっちゃ多いし。
超眩しい。
なんか、すごい日本語のレベルが高くないと、コンビニのバイトはできないって聞いた。やることありすぎて。その宅配便とか、タバコとか。メルカリとかとにかく何でもやってるから。
最近だって軽減税率、
あ、そうそうそうそうそう、 8%10%、
そういうのも理解してないといけないよね。
そうそうそう。
Is it takeout or consuming inside?
That's so stupid.
So dumb, right?
It's so stupid.
Let's just make it all 8%. How about that? Or less.
Or less.
It's actually the same in the US though.
They have different for different
services. If you buy food and like Whole Foods, you're asked if it's for inside or outside. And the tax rate, it's going to be different.
Is that California or like all over the place? I know California has some crazy tax stuff. Like if I get some product there's like a whole extra like consumer tax. I don't know what it is. There's like extra...
What's on the cheaper side though? Like just food or other stuff too?
Food. というか、アメリカの消費税のシステムっていうのは、最後に消費する人が払うんですよ。だから、例えば食品を買って、これは、 今日食べるんじゃなくて他の人に売るかもしれないってなると、その消費税の分がまあかなり安くなるんですね。
あ、なるほど。
で、日本の消費税のシステムっていうのは、その生産者から下請けからその間に小売りの間全部払うんですよ、
うん、
そうすれば最後に相殺されるから同じじゃんっていうのがアメリカ、あの日本の考え方ですね、
うん、
アメリカは最後の買う消費する人が払う、
うん、
だから消費しないですって宣言するとかなり安くなるっていうんで、まあアメリカの場合はちゃんと言う方がいいですね。
そうか、
うん、
なんかね、こう水は軽減税率に入ってないとか、なんかすごい謎なシステム、謎な選び方っていうか。
Well, they have consumption tax for like、medical expenses, I believe, for certain medical expenses.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But like,
and
so
like it's
everything.
It's either 8 or 10, right? So、mm-hmm. like water is not somehow exempt from 10.
Is it only for newspaper and food?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.So like water and like gas and lights, infrastructure like internet and, you know, diaper and sanitary products for women, like it's not, it's all 10%, which is kind of crazy to me. Like,
yeah, 10% is really high given this economy situation.
Yeah.
Well, it's all fairly recent. I mean, it's just they introduced it, it's just been going up.
Mm.
Yeah.
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 So where is it going to be in like 10 years?
I heard they used to have 物品税 in Japan.
最初消費税の前ですよね。
うん。なんか that sounds more reasonable to me. What do you think?
There's also 贅沢税とかにもあったかな。
うん。
な
ん
か、well, consumption taxes are inefficient from an economist standpoint. And、
right.
it creates dead weight loss in the market. And it also, you're taxing、basic essential consumables.
Yeah.
And so it's very bad for societal equity.、
Mm.
So like people who don't have a lot of money, those consumption taxes are a much greater percentage of their total income and the money that they deal with versus a wealthy person.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to pay more consumption taxes on all sorts of things that are more essential to them than, you know, the kinds of purchases that people better off would be. So it's bad for market efficiency and it's bad for equity, which means it's justI don't know, you must need money. You must need money if that's what you're doing.
I think the purpose is to tax young people, teenagers, kids.
But that's what they're doing with the whole nanking thing anyway.
I thought it was to tax older people, like...
As well, yeah.
To make them use money.
Because they don't work and yeah, they don't pay taxes.
They don't spend money.
Consumption is suppressed by, you know, raising consumption taxes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so the consumption level will go down for sure.
Yeah.
そう、でもなんかそれを相殺するためにこう商品券みたいなのを政府が作って、それに何十億円もかけて、うちも子供いるから、何アプリカブルだったからもらいに行ったんだけど、なんかキャッシュレスをすごい進めてるわけじゃないですか、この増税に伴って。なのにその商品券は絶対キャッシュじゃないと買えない。てかわざわざまず役所に行ってキャッシュを払ってそれをもらって、でそれを使える店っていうのがめっちゃ限られてて、でさらに500円ずつだから、で、お釣りがもらえないから、例えば2000、まあ、2100円のものを買うときに2000円払って、残りの100円は店によっては現金しか受け付けてくれないとか、なんかもう、ちょっと何がしたいのか分かんないみたいな感じ。
Yeah.
めっちゃ謎。
Japan is like the worst country in the universe for bureaucracy, paperwork, regulations, and just paperwork and having to go to all these government offices over and over and over、
mm.
and just the way they, nothing is digital, almost nothing. And then if you get, they have weird restrictions on banks, and it's like, if you want to start a small business, it makes so much sense to start it in the United States or Ireland and then, and then operate that here.Why would you start a company here and operate here? I mean, it is insane. You know, you can start a company, you have the whole thing running in like a week and like $50 in the United States. In Japan, you're out like $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 at least. And then you're just covered in, you're just destroyed by, you know, paperwork and compliance issues. And
今アメリカ何年目ですか?
僕今12年かな。
お、長い、うん、もうしばらくいそうな感じですか。
うん、まあ、やっぱり仕事もサンフランシスコでしてるし、
うん、
まあテックに興味があったりテック業界で働いてる人にとってはサンフランシスコはいいんじゃないかな。まあ住みやすいかって言われると一番住みやすいとは到底言えないですけどね。
うん、なんかめちゃくちゃ高いですよね。
うん、
家賃とか。
What else isn't 住みやすい about San Francisco?
I think it's weather.
Huh.
だと思うけどね。まあそのたまに東京とか、まあ、ニューヨークとかもそうだけど来ると夏暑くて冬寒い、それはやっぱり恋しい時もあるんですが、サンフランシスコはずっと天気が同じです。だいたいいつもちょっと涼しい、で年間に 2,3 日1週間ぐらいすっごい暑い日があって、今年もねこの間3週間ぐらい前あったんですよ。でもそれだけ、他はもう全部最低気温13度、最高気温18度みたいな。
Wow.
All the time.
Yeah, it's a bit too cold for me.
Wow.
When I was there, I was freezing. Like, あれ超寒いと思った。
そんな寒かった。
それ寒いの嫌な人はちょっと南の方に行って、シリコンバレーだからパロアルトとか行くとまあ25度ぐらいにはなるかな。
今年から多分ね毎年サンフランシスコに行くんですよ私。あの夫の親が今までフロリダだったんですけど、カリフォルニアに引っ越して今年からお邪魔する。
カリフォルニアに引っ越す、サンフランシスコのってこと？
サンフランシスコの近く。
近く。
うん。
サンフランシスコに家買ったらめちゃくちゃ高いと思うけどね。
そう、サンフランシスコではないんですけど経由で行くところだから、だから買い物とかって意味ではフロリダより全然楽しみ。
うん。
There are some other areas in the United States that are kind of becoming tech hubs or tech centers, right?
That's true, yeah. It's Portland in Oregon and Seattle, Austin, Texas. And yeah.
That's it.
Places like that. My company recently opened an office in Denver, in Colorado. And Denver is really close to Boulder as well. And Google and Apple have a big office in Boulder. And Denver, I think it's nice. I've been to Denver like 3 times this year for a offsite and summit. And it's a nice place. It's warm. It's really cold in winter.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the mountains and the way the land is. It's so weird.
Yeah. But also, if you want to have a house, housing prices are much lower in Denver. Yeah.
So is Denver and Boulder, they're like growing as like tech?
That's what I heard.
In the States?
Yeah. But also Austin as well.
And it's cheaper.
Austin, I think, has a Google internet fiber, Google fiber. So if you want to have a really fast internet, that's an option.
I lived in Austin when I was a kid, and Austin's beautiful, or it was when I was there a long time ago. Yeah, Austin is absolutely gorgeous. Boulder is gorgeous.
Yeah, San Francisco, it's okay, it's nice, but it's not doesn't have this nature as compared to places like Portland or Austin.
なんか日本人はでも住みやすそうなイメージがありますけど。
サンフランシスコ？
なんか日本食とか。
いや、サンフランシスコ、あとラスベガスとかロサンゼルスとかは、まあ、日本人住みやすいって言いますよね。
ラスベガス、
ラスベガス意外と観光客に最適化してるんで、いろんな食べ物とかもあるし、あと24時間空いてるそのスーパーマーケットとかグロッサリーとかがあるんですよ。
It feels too fake for me.
Las Vegas?
Yeah, it's really weird. It has this really strange atmosphere.
Like Disneyland or something?
そんなドリーミーではない。なんか映画のラスベガス、映画とかで出てくるラスベガスと実際行くラスベガスのギャップすごくないですか？なんかいつもそれがショックを受ける。
I feel like that with every city though. Like New York City is like insane in movies and stuff, right?
But,
like it. And then I went there and I was like, wait, was that all of New York? Was that all? that's Manhattan? That's it? You know? I mean, Tokyo is a big city, so.
Yeah.
僕でも初めてニューヨーク行った時はサンフランシスコに1ヶ月ぐらい出張で来た時に週末休み取ってニューヨークに行ったんですよ、
うん、
その時でも2週間ぐらいサンフランシスコにいてサンフランシスコってほとんど何もないなっていうか観光行くところもほとんどないしって思ってたんですね、うん、でニューヨーク行ったらまあなんかおニューヨーク映画で見た感じのタイムズスクエアこれはすごいと思ってだから、
うん
ああなんかすごいねって思いました
うんタイムスクエアすごいねって思っちゃったやっぱこう、
yeah.
うん、
おのぼりさん的な
そうそうそう本物だみたいな、
うん、
いや分かんないけど、
うん、
そうセントラルパークとかロックフェラーセンターとかはまあこう見て知ってるから、うん、おおここ見たみたいな感じは
Do you think people have some like movie image of what Tokyo is? I mean they must you know when they come here and then what do you think like people'sreaction is like that's it like this is Tokyo or is it like you know what I mean because so many of the movies are from Hollywood and so it's
yeah.
kind of glamorizing these Western or American cities
I think these days we have Netflix and Netflix has a show focused on the locals of Tokyo
this like is Terrace House
Terrace House
wait do you watch Terrace House?
見てないんですよね
よかった
なんだ今ここでね宮川さんが見てるって言ったら私すごいびっくりするところだった
あでも同僚が結構みんな見てて、うん、僕は見てないんだけど話は合わせてる
えどうやってい
やだけど彼らが言うにはテラスハウスっていうのはそのリアリティショーなんだけど、
うん、
アメリカのリアリティショーとは違って
そうそう
出てる登場人物がみんなナイスだって言ってて、
ね、あそうそうそう、うん、
だからそのアメリカのリアリティショーみたいな見ててイライラするみたいなことがない
そうない、うん、てかなんかリアリティショーに出るタイプの人っているじゃないですかアメリカでなんかそういうなんかもう一括りにできちゃう感じのそういう感じとやっぱり違うねみんな礼儀正しい、
まあ、あとなんかね深夜食堂とかあとクエアアイズも今度東京来てやるエピソードがあるのかな、うんうん、だからそういうので結構、まあ、東京って一言に言ってももう駅ごとに全然違うじゃないですか、ね、新宿のゴールデン街とか東京の東京駅とかってもう全然違う街だから、
うん
まあ、そういうのは結構予習して分かってる人も多いかもしれないですね、
うん、面白いと思うけどね
I feel like more people would recognize like Shibuya or Harajuku as words or as places now than before it was maybe just Tokyo and Kyoto or maybe Osaka、
うん、あのチェルシー・ハンドラーってアメリカ の, あの女性のコメディアンがいて彼女が日本に来た時取材で会ったことあるんだけど彼女はあのめっちゃ自然が多いねってびっくりしてたそれは多分いろんな公園とかになんか代々木公園とかいろんな公園とかに行ってなんか東京ってもっとこうビルビルしてると思ってたって言ってたまあ確かにそうだなって思ったけど
まあ自然っていうか緑
うん緑、うん、そうだね自然まあ、うん、人工的に置かれた緑だけど、
yeah.
まあ It's nice、
うん、
宮川さんなんかめっちゃゲームとかエンタメとかすごい見てる気がして、
うん、
なんかどうやって時間捻出してんだろうっていつも思う
What sort of games and stuff are you?
そんなにでもね、まあ、遊んだり見たりした時にツイッターに今これやってますとかこのエピソード見ましたとか書くからあなんかこの人いつもゲームしたりしてるなって思うだと思うんですよそんなにね言うほどはしてないと僕個人的には思ってます
そっか、
うん、でも、うん、ゲームは最近スイッチのゲームしたりとか、
うん、
あとはテレビは Amazon プライムとか YouTube、Netflix、
うん、
その辺はまあたまに見てますね、
うん、
なんかねリビルド聞いててこうリビルドに出てる人たちがこれ面白いよって言ったやつを覚えといてあそれじゃあ見ようとかよくやるだから3体も、
うんうん、
私3体のことを全く知らなかったんですよなんかもう多分妊娠とか出産とかもあってなんか社会から隔絶されてるから気づいてなくてでリビルドで聞いてあそんな流行ってんだと思って読んだらめっちゃ面白かった
なんかね流行るちょっと前に 台湾人の友達と東京で会ったんですよ、うん、あの会社前の会社は一緒だったんだけど、
うん、
その時になんかこの本知ってるって言われて、その時英語版だったか中国語版だったかを見せてもらって、いや知らないって言って、その後ネットで調べたらアメリカでめっちゃ盛り上がってるって話なんですよね、うん、その1ヶ月後ぐらいに日本語訳が出て、
うんうん
うん、それででもに日本でも、まあ、僕の観測してる範囲だけかもしれないけど割とこう盛り上がってますよね、
うんうん、すごい本屋さんでも平積みになってた、
うん、yeah, I was thinking of so this is the three book series Toyology、うん、so only the first one is now translated into Japanese to read the next one you either have to buy and read in English or wait for another couple of years、
hmm.
to be translated
or read in Chinese 、そうだからそれを待ってる私は日本語訳
Which one did you read?
日本語、うん、なんかえどっちで読んだんでしたっけ
日本語です
日本語なんか中国の話だからなんか中国人の名前が英語で読みたくないなと思ってもうローマ字にされちゃうとわけわかんないからあの漢字でもう画像として認識したい、
so, yeah.
What's the plot of this book? Why is it, why is it a big deal without yeah, giving it away?
That's interesting.
Why is it a big deal?
I don't know. It's why it's just an interesting book. And
but there are so many interesting books, like really, 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 really good
this is,
books.
This is one of the most popular and successful modern sci-fi written by a Chinese author. It made a huge hit inside China and then translated into English and was a big hit in the United States as well.
What sort of story, like archetype,
this is,
is a, this? It's is there about, like a hero story or is it like
no,
a...
No, no.
What?
でもなんかスポイルしたくないからあんまり言えないですよねこれなんかね Where is this going? っていうのがいい感じなんだよねえこれ何の話みたいなから始まって
ただ Is it easy to follow? Is it pretty
It's easy to follow
a simple book
So the first few chapters it's difficult to understand because there's a lot of things overwhelming like a setup the context is given to you dumped to you but after thatit's just a lot of conversations and there's only a few characters that are important and without spoiling too much this is about like VR and science and computing
Particles. spaces
so it's in the future or is it
is it a
set now
it's
or?
I think it's now-ish
yeah now-ish
ちょっと future
yeah I think ちょっと future
だけ、yeah. でもなんかやっぱり中国が舞台っていうだけでやっぱりちょっと面白いんだよね新しいっていうか中国以外の人からすると、
うん、
だからで中国の歴史とかともちょっと絡まってるし、
うん、
こう SF といえば欧米みたいな感じだったから、うん、それだけでもおお。
So you don't know why exactly it's like such a it's not like what was it 30 shades of gray or whatever like is it 50 ちょっと but it's likeYou know, that got really, really big. And then, like, nobody could really explain. And even the people that read it, it's like, oh, yeah, it's like, kind of, you know, it's just kind of like, I like it. You know,
it was really, okay. It was really shitty. Fifty Shades of Grey was really shitty.
Okay, so
I read
like,
it, but.
Yeah, so
I'm
whenever,
sorry.
Just when something blows up like this, I ignore it initially, right? Mm. And I let it sit and I wait like 6 months or so. And it's like, so what do you really think? Is it shit?Or, you know, or should I read 50 Shades, not 50 Shades of Grey, Three Body Problem?
oh, did you like it?
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey?
No, Three Body Problem.
I like Santai, yes. Three Body Problems, yeah. Okay. I'm looking forward to reading the second one. Yeah.
I wish people were reading books that I was reading. I'm always reading books that I literally can't find anyone on Earth that's reading the same book.
You should try Santai, then you can join the bandwagon.
You guys should read...Gravity's Rainbow.
Okay, if you read Santai first, then we can talk about it. なんかね、right. あの途中でこうなんて言うんだろう、急にビジュアル的に壮大な展開になっていくのね。
Hmm.
それが私はびっくりしたし、一番の醍醐味だった。
Hmm. から how long does it take to read?
You can read it in a couple of days.
Yeah.
But apparently. The second one and third one is like twice as long. something.
Wait, so you guys haven't read the second or third one?
No, I hear that the second one is better than the first one, and the third one is better than the second one.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. And the first one was already really good.
Mm. That's the best marketing, right? The third one's the best.
So
and then the second one's the second.
Well, yeah. It happens. Girl with a dragon tattoo ってあった。あれもそんな感じだった。どんどん良くなる。
Hmm. Did you read that one?
Hmm.
Hmm. 全部?
Hmm. Hmm. まあ超昔だよ。Hmm. When it came out.
マイケル本読むの?
Yeah.
何読む?
Well, I'm reading Gravity's Rainbow now, but I like reading
fiction.
If it's fiction, it has to be science fiction, and then I kind of like it to be somewhat realistic. And I like reading old books. So the books I'm reading are like 50 years old or 60 years old or older, maybe. Mm. And they take a long time. Like Gravity's Rainbow is like really big.
Mm.
It's kind of like
500 pages.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't think it has that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't finished it, so. But I tend to read like several books at the same time. I used to like just blast through books when I was in like high school. I used to read a lot. Like I would secretly read, you know? Like I would read and try not to get caught reading because I had to like know what was going to happen.
From parents or friends?
Or just like at school, I'd try to read something during class that's not related, kind of thing.
Sabotte yondeta ってこと?
Yeah. Have you had that? Have you had that? Yeah. Where you get super into books, where it's like I would stay up until like 3 in the morning just to like, I'm like, oh, I can read one more book. And I would actually stay up and read.
Yeah, I was like that too, actually.
It's easy if you have a series where you really like that author, you know?
So.
But it's hard to, like, find good stuff lately, I feel like.
まあ、最初しかも、中学生、高校生とかだと、今まで何の本も読んでないから、
確かに。
この作者、面白いって思ったら、その作者の本20冊ぐらい全部順番に読んでいけばいいからね。
確かに。
We get picky, you think?A little
picky bit, and also have consumed and read many books. So,
新鮮さがね、もうなくなって。確かに、アガサ・クリスティとかも全部読んだし。
アガサ・クリスティ。
なんか、昔の人の方が出してる数が多い気が、なんか一人でもうめっちゃ出すみたいな。なんか最近あんまりなんかそういうの見ないけど。
Like R.L. Stein.
Who's that?
The Goosebumps guy.
Oh.
He would write so many freaking books. It's like crazy. Is this guy an AI? Like, what the heck?
最近ね、Liz Nugent? Nugent って読むのかな? N-U-G-E-N-T? 彼女の本がすごいいい。なんかスリラーっぽい感じ。でも she's so good. なんか、It's not one of those cheapish thriller books.
Thriller books? I haven't really read many thriller books.
I only read thriller books.
Thriller books. I get a weird image from the word thriller.
Thriller, yeah.
Right? Like some guy with a bloody knife like coming at you.
Like Gone Girl とかも thriller じゃん。あれも一応。ああいうなんかトゥイストがあるやつが読みたいの、どうしても。
スリラーって、刑事ものとか探偵ものとは違いますよね。
じゃなくてなんかこう事件とか何かが起きて誰が悪いんだろうとか、なんかそういう犯人とかの、いう問題じゃなくてとか誰かが死んでみたいな、そういうジャンル、なんていう。
What was that game you were talking about? The werewolf one?
人狼?
Yeah. Did you see that they made a like a computer version of that game.
Okay.
Where like someone becomes the
werewolf.
The werewolf or the vampire, whatever it is, right? They made a game out of that, like a computer game.
Oh, a computer game.
Oh.
Yeah, and so the game starts and there's like 12 or 15 people or something.
Yeah.
And then like two of the people, when they spawn, it says on the screen like, you're infected or whatever.
Right.
And everyone's on microphones. And they have to like build barricades or like set stuff up to trap the monster. But two of the people in the group is the monster, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
And they are sneaking around like drinking. There are these like stands like this with blood bags hanging on them. So they're like a vampire or whatever, right? So they have to secretly drink blood from these packets when the other players aren't near them. It's really intense. And this whole thing happens where people are like accusing someone of being the werewolf.
Right.
They're like, it's not me. I'm not the werewolf. I'm like, I'm right here. I've been here the whole time. They get really defensive.
Yeah.
And it's that whole...
Huh. It's like a simpler version of Jingdo then, I guess.
It's more complicated than I'm making it sound. But it has that same dynamic of you don't know who it is. And someone has to like lie really well to like convince people.
Do you know
people.
Jingdo?
知ってますね。でも、ちゃんと遊んだことないかな。
そうか。サンフランシスコで流行らせてきてください
よ。
Oh, this game is really popular.
Yeah, it's popular. Yeah.
I used to go to the room, like a physical room where you just play the game with like 10, 12 strangers. It's a chat base, so you just sit and talk to strangers.
Wait, physical room? Or
渋谷にあるの。なんか人狼ルームっていうのがあって、You make an appointment and you go and you just play the game with, no, me and my friend. But we go and we play with a bunch of strangers.
マージャンの雀荘みたいな。
あ、そうそうそうそう。本当にそんな感じ。
Wait, so you can see everyone that's playing and stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's about, wondering, it's like, a real world.
is a game you described an online game?
Yeah, it's an online game. So it's, it has that whole social thing. I guess you could join with your friend and conspire and ruin the game if you wanted to, right?
I guess, but that's boring, right?
Maybe it's just higher level of the same game.
なんか最近見て面白いテレビとか映画ありました？
最近見てね。この間トイストーリー4見たかな。
おお。
あれ良かったですね。
そうなんだ。
うん。
あれ3が一番良かったやつでしたっけ？
3良かったですね。4もまあよかった。
3が一番 Better than the first one?
Isn't that what they say?
Really?
でも私正直覚えてないんだよね。3があの Walking Dead と同じストーリーって言われてるやつだよね。なんか悪いベアが出てくるやつでしたっけ。あれ違う。
覚えてないんだよね実は。
Yeah, I don't remember.
誰も覚えてない。
I don't remember.
そっか。じゃあ3まで見てなくても4はてか忘れてても全然関係ない感じですか。
そうですね。
ああそっか。
That's good.
So what I think about Disney movies, Pixar movies, I think my personal guess is that their scenario is computer generated.
I mean,
not completely, but partially.
Scenario? Mm. As in, what do you mean? Like the plot?
Plot.
Is computer generated.
Yep.
You mean which ones?
So I went to this movie, Big Hero 6.
Okay.
日本語だとなんて言ったんだっけな。
Big Hero 6.
Is that the 白い。
そうそうそう。白い丸っこいやつ。
And he's in San Francisco?
サンフランシスコ。
ベイマックスだ。
ベイマックス。そうそう。あれ見に行ってすごい良かったんだけど、見てて思ったのはシナリオに全く卒がないなと思って、出てくる登場人物もちゃんとディバースだし、その登場人物の間の心の葛藤とかで、ここでちょっとなんか泣けるシーンが出てきて回想があって、このキャラクターがちょっと面白くて笑えてみたいな。There's a pattern. There's a lot of templates, I think. And they're just applying templates. It doesn't really have to be computer, but it feels like
it feels like a computer.
Computer algorithm generated. And then...
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like movie trailers, right? Movie trailers, to me, feel like really algorithmically created. You know, the... And all the... You know, like the building of suspense and the timing of everything. It's exactly the same, I swear. Exactly the same. Like the whole thing. And, you know, this guy is going to do something. And it's just, you know, it's like...
Also,
they don't even. It's when you break down what's actually being said in a movie trailer, it's like super obvious stuff, and then it's just like this paced music, and then the I don't know.
Yeah.
There's that? All these like hayatteru sound effects, so, you know, like the weird digital, some of the ones that they, I think, created maybe for Transformers or something. I hear those in like everything now.
I mean, a lot of the trailers in US were narrated by exactly just one person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that person passed away a few years ago.
Hmm.
But whoever is doing that now is just a kind of a same voice.
Yeah. Monomane.
But like the whole setup, there's like there is a very clear structure,
so,
you know, to a movie trailer. It's very distinct. And maybe we'll start to see that in movies as well, you know, kind of the best possible movie plot, you know. Mm. Or,
absolutely.
Yeah.
トレーラー見てるとなんかね、大体そうね、今言ってたけど、パターンがあって、で最後に映画のタイトルが出て、音楽が止まって、でなんか変な、登場人物がなんか変なこと言って、
そう、わかる。
で、ざわざわざわっとするみたいな。
わかる。なんか面白いワンライナーか、ショッキングななんかかとか。
There is no island.
Yeah.
You know, something.
Like, whoa! I used to like trailers when I was young, but now I hate it. なんか、I feel like they ruin the movies. Sometimes they show the entire movie, no?
Yeah.
なんかたまに、え、もうこれでじゃあこの映画見なくてよくない?みたいになっちゃうから。
Yeah, that line, there is no island, they scream that in the trailer of the movie, The Island.
Yeah.
How much of a spoiler is that?
So,
right?
So.
And guess what? I watched the movie, and guess what? There's no
there's
island.
No island.
Fuck. Really?
Shocker.
Just, oh my God.
So,
but they don't care. They already got my money. You know, so, they're not trying to sell like the island merch and stuff and build a whole like enterprise out of it. Yeah. They're just trying to get you to see the movie.
なんか映画ってアートだから、こう作ってる人はアートと思ってやってるのに、それを売る過程でなんかもうめちゃくちゃにされてる感じが好きじゃない。ちょっと。Mm. I saw Joker.
How was that?
Oh yeah, I wanted to watch it.
It's like really good performance, like really impressive performance. But I wouldn't recommend it if you are remotely, like, mentally distressed.
Hmm.
Like,
aren't we all a little mentally distressed, though?
But, like, if you are aware of anything that you have, like anxiety disorder or something like that, depression, I definitely don't recommend it. I'm borderline okay now, so I was able to watch it. But there are some moments where I felt this weird, like, you know, like, oh, ちょっとやばい.
So,
kind of like a surreal, like a...
Like anxiety.
What's yabai?
Like it induces some anxiety.
Because like, of the thoughts that you have while you're watching it? Or because of just the visuals? Because of
what the character is going through. Like, he has mental, you know, issues, clearly. And
the Joker.
Yeah. And if you can relate to it, then it's not really safe for some people, I think.
Yeah, so, that's what I thought. I wanted to watch it.
Is that why you didn't watch it?
Because a friend of mine recommended it. That was a great movie. And I talked about it going with my wife, and she was afraid of that exactly. This looks like it might be stressful to watch in a closed theater for 2 hours. It'll be easier and less committing if I watch it once it's available on Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't as depressing as I thought it would be. The theme is kind of dark, but it's not dark the entire time. But still, I mean, it's, yeah. If you're...
Like, do you need to have that stuff bouncing around inside your head? Or is it like,
no.
Do you feel good having watched it? Or you feel like, nah, that was like a really good performance. Now I feel, you know, weird about the world.
まあそれを風刺的に捉えていろいろ考えようと思えば考えられるだろうし、でもまあパフォーマンスは本当にすごい、すごい上手。だからそういう意味では良かったって言えるけど、あんまり安易に人に勧める感じではない。
そう、なんか人がちょっとおかしなことしたりとか、なんか変なことして恥ずかしい感じになるのを見てられないっていう性格の人いるんですよね。共感性羞恥症とかいろいろあるんですけど、
いや、
そういう人は多分苦手で、
あ、そうだね。
僕はまあ 実際そうではないんだけど、テレビとかでなんか変なキャラクターとか出てくると、まあ、ちょっとなんかチャンネル変えたくなるっていうのはあるんで、うん、なるほど、まあ、そういう人は苦手かもしれないですね。
The Office とか見れない感じ、
あ The Office は
ギリ大丈夫、
ギリね。
But some episodes it's really painful to watch, right?
That's true, yeah.
なんかかわいそうっていうわけじゃないけど、なんかあーちょっと I'm too embarrassed for him、mm. みたいな感じ。
そう、mm.
That cringe、
うん、
クリンジ
だ、確かにそういう共感性、何、
羞恥症、
羞恥症とかの人はジョーカー確かにやめた方がいいかもしれない。
It seems like we're ramping up like the emotional、power of like media that we're making with movies and stuff. Because、yeah. like you said, the performance is so good, right? So the effects,、yeah. the production capability is like so good now.
Yeah, and I think そのスーパーヒーローのやつって見てます、マーベルとあのマーベルユニバース系のやつ、
たまにね。
なんかここ数年やっぱ私たち子供の時と比べてこう悪者のバックグラウンドに結構フォーカスする傾向にあるじゃないですか。だから、うん、ただ悪いやつだから殺していいとかじゃなくて、悪いものにも悪いものなりの理由があるみたいな、うん、だそれを何年かやってきて、ジョーカーはもうその集大成みたいな感じ、うん、だから今回のジョーカーはもうスーパーヒーローとか全然関係ない普通の人の話、本当の人間の話だし、こうただの悪い人っていうんでも全然ないし、 もっとこう複雑な背景があるんですよ、うん、みたいな感じ、
うん、
So that's interesting. I mean, because when I was a child, なんか悪い人は悪い、
そうね、
いい人はいいみたいな。
最近ではそういう意味では日本のやつに近づいてるかもしれないですね。日本のそういうのって悪役は、
うん、
悪いことするんだけど、実はこういう、ね、あの理由がありましたみたいな説明をするのが多いなと思ってて、
うん、確かにゴジラとかもそうですよね、うん、こう悪くもなんか迷惑だけど、うん、悪ではないみたいな、
確かに
とか。
It's like Japanese horror movies. You know, there's like a reason why that ghost is terrorizing.
そう、
you
know? リングとかもね、
yeah. Yeah, there's like a reason.
Yeah.
Like that little evil thing is like somehow...kind of justified、
うん、
right,
you know, and there's just it's kind of left as a tragedy in some ways.
確かにね。なんか Netflix 見るものありすぎて悩んでる間に見るのやめることがよくあるんですけど、あります？
いやあるね。というか、
みんなどうしてんの？
最近特にそうなんですけど、1時間2時間の映画っていうのにコミットするのがやっぱ大変だから。どうしても短い15分30分で見れるドキュメンタリーとかを最近はよく見てるかもしれない、
うんうんうんうん、なんかいいのありました。なんか F1 のやつ見たって言ってた。
ああ F1 のやつ面白いですよ。 F1 見る？
それ見たい。
見ないよね。
見てない、
うん、まあでも F1 っていうスポーツはどういうスポーツでこういろんな人たちが関わってるんですよ。単純にそのドライバーがドライビングの腕を競ってるわけじゃなくて、いろんな車メーカーがその決められたルールの中で個性を出して、でスポンサーからお金もらってとか、そういうのをまあ全部解説したネットフリックスオリジナルのドキュメンタリーで、なんかそれをね、まあリビルドでも何回か話したんですけど、そしたら今まで F1 に興味なかった人がそれ見て、でそれから今年の F1 を見るようになったって言ってて、まあ、割と興味ある人には面白いかもしれないですね、
うん、F1 結構面白いんだよね。なんか前仕事でちょっと関わった時があって、その走りながら走行のデータをこう送ってるじゃないですか。でもうレースの最中から全部分析してるみたいな、そういうのもこうね、今宮川さんおっしゃったみたいに、ただ単に走ってるだけみたいなことじゃないから
面白い。 They have a, like aself-driving version of F1 now. Like the self-driving cars are racing. Yeah, and the cars are all the same. And so the teams are developing the software、
right.
for the race.、
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the car is like standardized. In F1, you know, they're all changing
cars.
F1 is
different, yeah.
Yeah, but this one is like a software competition using race cars.
So
it's kind of interesting, you know.
That's yeah, it's kind of opposite to、mm. what F1 is doing. F1、mm. is a teamengineering, strategy, and driving technique.
Like precision and...
And prediction about、mm. the weather.
Yeah.
Because if it rains only for a few minutes, this changes everything.
Yeah, F1 is just about being as komakai as possible. It's just like there's no limit to how komakai you can be with I mean, if you look at like the pit stops and how they've changed in, in the last 10 years or so, it's just like, and now the car is like fueled and has all new tires. And it's like, that took like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
like,
3 seconds, 2 seconds. Yeah.
It's so fast now. It's just blows your mind when you see it. Because you can, the old pit stops, you know, they're like, they had way less people.
まあ、ルールも変わってるんですよ。昔は
they have rules about how many people are in the pit now, right?
But also, there's a regulation about how many times you can change, how many 給油とか今してないんじゃないかな。 Yeah, you can only change tires, and you have to change tires.
They're not refueling now.
I don't think so.
Really?
You have to change tires.
Yep.
You have to.
You have to change tires, and you have to use at least two sets of tires. One is soft, and one is intermediate, one is hard. And depending, so soft is fast, but it will
wear faster.
Wear faster. Mm. And hard is a little slower, but it will last more laps. So this is all about strategy.
Yeah. Well, I was, I did Gymkhana before with my own car. Do you know what Gymkhana is? Gymkhana is like timed racing on a track with cones and stuff. So you, you like use the handbrake and you go really tight racing. But, you know, so I do have interest in things like F1, but... Do you, you don't do any like driving to by yourself?
I, so I, I like watching sports, and I never do any sports myself.
So you don't, you don't drive a car.
So in my, in my company, we use Slack, the chat tool, and there's a channel about soccer. So I joined the channel. On the weekend, everybody is talking about their favorite teams and how they do. But on the weekday, they actually do soccer themselves. So they're like, hey, tonight at this field, who can join? And like, I'm like...
like, I would want to go. You don't join those things?
Sports or? 自分ではあんまやんないんですよね.
Are you doing any sort of like activities like that through your company?
だからそのサッカーチームとバレーボールチームは会社であるみたいで、その近くにあるテック系の会社となんかリーグ戦をやってるみたい。たまになんか1回だけ試合見に行ったことあるけど、まあ自分ではやんないですね。全然やる気ない。見るだけか。Well,
F1 is kind of feels far away for most
F1
people.
F1は自分でやろうたまね。さすがにね。
But you can take your own car to like Ebisu Circuit or something, or you know, it's, those things are fun.
Yeah.
What movies? Oh, Star Wars is coming out this year, no?
Oh, so ne.
I feel like Star Wars is always coming out this
year. でもなんかトレーラーが今週かなんか出てみんながすごいフリークアウトしてた。
So,
cuz there's a scene in the trailer with C-3PO saying something shocking.
What does he say?
なんかなんだっけ?
I'm your father.
なんか No. No, like, I want to take a good look at my friend before I go. And like, something that implies that something bad is going to happen to him. And people were like, no! And there were tons of articles, but I don't know.
And yeah, press release.
It's just a trailer, so.
Shibou-furagu-tekina.
So.
They have to have that, you know, some sort of a cliffhanger.
Yeah, but I saw that, I thought I'd cry.
Do you care about C-3PO at this point? Like,
no, I didn't
I've
think
lost
that,
track
but...
of like the Star Wars story. I kind of lost track of what's going on exactly. Right? Isn't it kind of...
I've actually never seen Star Wars. で、去年か一昨年ぐらいに、まあ、一般教養として見とかないといけないなと思って。あ、そんな話してるの聞いたことある。全部見たんですよ。え、じゃあもう最新まで追いついてる。最新まで見ました。でも1回ずつしか見てないから、あの、ちょっとぼんやりなんですけどね。まあ、何回も見なくてもね。あれが面白かった。あの、ログワンが面白かったです。Right. 本編じゃないけど。Right,
right, right.
I like the old ones so much better than the new ones.
But when you say new ones, you're just talking
Jar-jar
about
1, 2, 3. Jar Jar から全部ゴミ。
Jar
Jar.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 is terrible.
1, 2, 3 was shit, but all the other new ones are really good.
And they had that robot, like, rolling Nemesis guy, you know, like he like turns into a ball and he like pops up and he has like four arms or whatever.
Yeah, that's still 1, 2, 3, right? Yeah,
he like just dies in 1 second.
Yeah, forget those. Forget those. No one talks about them anymore. They don't exist.
Are they gonna remake those or are those permanent?
No, it's just.
It's what it is.
Nah. Just forget it. Dekanjino.
Soka.
Yeah.
It's on there.
そっか、スターウォーズ見ないで生きてくる人もいるんだってたまにあとハリーポッターとスターウォーズはなんか私やっぱこう勝手にびっくりする、
oh.
見たことないって言われると、
hmm.
Like how? みたいな
I don't think I've seen the most recent few Star Wars or Harry Potter
Not like new
I saw the first Harry Potter movie
Okay
But I haven't seen the other ones
Wow
How many?
Same as me.
Yeah. So. You're a Harry Potter fan.
I didn't even.
Dumbledore's.
No,
dead.
But like there was He's so dead. Much hype. I had to see it.
Huh.
Hmm.
I think we had to go back to just technology generally.
Uh-huh.
I think we had certain expectations about this year or 2020. Around this time, I think maybe some people thought virtual reality, like VR headsets, would be a bigger thing, or like curved televisions or 3D televisions or some of these other things that haven't really been... I mean, I don't see any curved televisions now. And
curved television is like a form?
Yeah, they had the... Remember the curved TV? Nobody even remembers that these were a big deal. No, not the flexible one. Everyone was making the slightly curved TVs.
No, that is a thing. And,
oh, that's still a thing?
あるよ。だけどそれはでもゲーマーとかだけ。そのゲーマー。Monitors. モニター。そう、テレビじゃなくて。ゲーマーの人とかが机に、デスクに置くときに、フラットだとこう、
Yeah, that makes sense because it's close, right? Yeah, but they were doing that with the TVs and stuff for.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a TV, I think the 巻物みたいなやつ、でこう you can when you're not watching, you can store it in the table.
それ欲しいんだよね。
So what do you think happened with like the VR?
VR.
What's the status of VR?
まあ毎年
It's going wireless.
毎年 VR 元年って言われてるからね。
It's wireless now, right?
Yeah, this is the year of VR. This is the year of VR.
Mm.
Yeah, so the latest one I think is Oculus Quest. That's a higher spec and no cables. It's wireless, standalone. だけどどうだろうね。キラーゲームキラーアプリがないからやる理由がないんじゃないですか。I do have a なんだっけ Oculus Go.
Huh.
Yeah. It's
what,
a.
When is that from? Is that?
They're from 3 years ago. Two years ago. And it's standalone. But it's low spec. It's basically running Android.
Do you use it?
I used it for like a week or two.
Huh.
Oh,
maybe a little bit more
for games or?
For watching Netflix. It's actually pretty decent device to watch Netflix.
Yeah. Do you get more tired?
Yes, absolutely. You get tired. So 目が疲れるし、あとまあその見るときにどういう姿勢で見るかにもよるんですよね。
寝転がって見る感じですか？
そう、寝転がって見るのが多分一番いいんだけど、そうするとその重さがヘッドセットの重さが顔にこう来るんであ
ざになりそうここが
But they have gotten much lighter and less lag and better sensors better tracking
そうねだから
They have hands now like they can map your hands so you don't even need a controller you know that seems like so they are making progress it seems
yeah
but
what is it
going
to take
just...
for us to
so there's one gameI think it's called virtual reality or something like that.
Virtual reality.
Yeah. This was very interesting. And if you got some virtual headset, I totally recommend you to play. This is interesting because in the game, you're having a headset.
Cool. I knew that they would do this.
So VR のゲームなんだけど、始まるとまず、はい。 まず VR ヘッドセットかぶってくださいって言われるのね、
うん、
それで VR ヘッドセットかぶってなんか仕事をしなきゃいけない、
うん、
だから it's kind of meta it's、うん、you're wearing a headset inside the game、
うん、
where you play 仕事をするの。
そう、
it must feel really realistic, right? Because you are wearing a headset.
Exactly. So this is kind of solving the problem of、having a VR headset and you always feel that, oh, I'm wearing a headset. So this is not completely、virtual reality.、
So they fixed it.
But they fixed the problem by asking, forcing you to wear a headset、inside the game setup.
They should just do that in all games now. とりあえず put on the headset. You know?
So
2回やらない。
Yeah. そうそうそう。
でもそれ頭いいね。
Yeah.
So that's interesting because when you're asked to wear off your virtual headset inside the game, you kind of get confused. Like, am I actually wearing it or did I just take it off?
That's good.
It gives you some illusion about it.
So you put it on twice, but you take it off once, right?
In the game, right?
In the game, you were asked to wear it many, many times.
But when you take the headset off in the game, you don't actually take it off or do you actually take it off?
No.
だって if you actually take it off もう終わっちゃうじゃん見えないじゃん
but that's better right?
But I think you're doing some motion to touch or I don't remember exactly、and the nice thing is inside the game whenever you wear or wear off your headset、your view completely changes、you're moving to one world to the other by wearing a new headset So this is kind of interesting.
And they could do augmented reality with that as well by having cameras mounted on the front, right? So like when you pretend to take the headset off, it shows you what's in front of you in real life.
Ah, そういうことね。
Right?、
うん、
you're still wearing it.
あの、VR ヘッドセットにカメラがついてればってことでしょ?
Yeah.、
うん、そうだと思う。
And then you could show
That's weird.
the real environment
yeah, yeah.
while you still have the headset on.
そうできんじゃない?
Yeah.
That's
like
too
the next
trippy.
Level, right?
yeah.
Like actually, you put the headset on, and then you can in the virtual reality, you put the headset on, and then you can see this reality, and then it'll like flip it, right? So like whenever you're wearing the headset, you see through the camera, and you take it off virtually, and then it go back to the virtual.
Right.
Do you follow?
Yeah.
I'm like confusing myself. like talking. I don't know what I just said.
でもこう一般用一般的な普及っていう意味では元年かもしれないけど、そのメカニックスとかのトレーニング用の VR とか、なんかライオンキングをじゃあ VR の中で撮影しましたとか、なんか そっち系では結構増えてるかなっていう感じはした。
そう、マイクロソフトの出してるデバイスはミックスリアリティで、まあ、まさにバーチャルリアリティと実際の世界のオーギメンテッドリアリティが両方できるっていうデバイスで、コンシューマー向けに売るっていうよりはその仕事ですね、その学校でその例えばメディカルスクールでその手術するときのシミュレーションをしたりとか、あとウェアハウスで働いてる人がこう被るとどの棚に何があるかっていうのが全部視界に見えるとか、そういうまあ使い方が、
なんか飛行機の整備士とかも使ってるっていうのを見た、
あとなんか日本ではそのお年寄りがもういろんなとこにもう行ける体力というかがなくなってきたお年寄りにその VR ヘッドセットでいろんな日本 の、 その昔行ったこの場所にもう一回行けるみたいな、そういうのを提供してる会社みたいなのがあって、それ YouTube、 YouTube とか Twitter で見たんですけど、まあ、割とすごい喜ばれてるみたいな、逆だからその最初の美空ひばりさんのやつもそうなんですけど、逆になんかお年寄りとかの方がそういうのに抵抗がないっていうか、
確かに
どういうふうに動いてるかっていう考えが多分ないんで、もうそれを結構素直に受け入れてしまうっていう傾向がもしかしたらあるのかもしれないですね。
しかもこれが悪用されて云々とかを考える意味もないって言ったらあれだけど、その自分が別にオンライン上にプレゼンスあるわけじゃないから、自分の何かが悪用されるってことはないじゃないですか、おそらく。だそうすると確かに、だから私すごいそこにかけてるっていうか、その自分がお年寄りになった時にやっぱりこうすることがなくて毎日ぼーっとしてるっていうのが怖いなって思って、自分の祖父母とかを見てて、でこう目が悪くなって本もあんまり読みたくないとか、そういう時に VR はめちゃくちゃ発展しててほしいなっていう希望がある。
There could be applications like now for augmented reality for people who have 認知症 and they get confused, like navigating from one place to another. There could be like, you know, if they wore like the Google Glass thing, I don't know what happened to that, but some version of augmented reality, there could be, you know, sort of a constant assistant there for people that have sort of a neurodegenerative condition. Because people like will just forget and just do something else, or just, you know, they just can't focus on something. So,
Google Glass は全然成功しなかったけど、まあ Apple も今 AR のグラスを作ってるっていう噂もあるし、まあ Google ももしもう一回やり直してちゃんとそういうアシスタント的なところにフォーカスして、そういうなんですかね、普段助けが必要な人が使えるようなテクノロジーとして出すんだったら、もっと成功する余地があると思いますね。
I think there's going to have to be a lot of machine learning applications for something like Google Glass to be effective.
Absolutely.
For like object recognition and like you have to process what is, you know, what they're looking at in order to augment things. So.
Yeah. Yeah. The first version of Google Glass, I think it was just premature. Technology was not there. And at the time, machine learning was still in the beginning. And then the implication of how this technology is going to be used by the society was not clear. So people see Google Glass and they think that that's just taking pictures of people.
Yeah. 盗撮されてると。 Well, if you're not wearing it, then that's all it is, basically. Yeah. Right? If you're the one that's wearing it, then I think the old notion was it would display sort of like rain meter or something, if you know what that is. But like it would just display information, like messages you're getting and stuff. But I think more recently the concept is that the Google Glass would actually read and understand what you're looking at and label things for you and, and help you navigate.
Yeah,
and that requires like the whole Jinko Chino thing.
Did you try Google Maps AR mode?
Mm-mm.
So it launched about a couple months ago. Google Map アプリで目的地を設定した後に AR モードっていうのをやるんですよ。多分 Android にはアプリあって iOS も多分あると思うんですけど、そうするとそのカメラが起動して、で建物にもこの建物は何です、でこっちの方向行ってくださいっていうそのサインが出るんですね。あれっていうのはもうまさに AR グラス、 Google グラスがあればもうそれか、そのメガネをかけてるだけで、こっちですよって出るわけじゃないですか。
Or like a rally driver, you know, like rally racing, there's always a guy in the passenger seat and he has like the map or whatever, he's like this, you know, this many degrees and this, you know, this speed or entry speed or whatever, and they're rattling offa bunch of stuff because they, you know, you can't, the guy driving can't look at the map, right? That would be crazy. He can't look over here.
Yeah.
So if he just had those, you know, you don't really want to look at your Navi if you're driving, you know, and a lot of us now, most people, I feel like we're like reading, we're like looking down and like reading our phone screen while we're walking, you know?
Right.
Right. But it'd be better if you could look where you're going.
I might be super off, but I'm still like not convinced with the idea of
text like floating in the,
yeah, like right in front of my eyes.
What
like,
if it was a different focal distance? So like you'd focus like here, good eye, and then you could see the text like in the air here, and then everything else is...
Do you know what
it, I mean, obviously, the execution is really important. Yeah, they can do that, right? Like they can kind of set the apparent focal distance.
Because like, そのながら携帯、ながらスマホも危ないって言われるじゃないですか。こう見ながら歩いてるから、まあ車にひかれそうになるとか。でもそのグラスも例えば右から車来てるけど、この左の方になんかね、メール来ました。そう、パパ来て、あみたいな。なんかそれはそれで
そう、ね、
どうなのかな。
まあメガネに映したところで問題は解決しない気もするけどね。
そっか。
あとなんか常にだから目の前にスクリーンがあるっていうのが、まあ慣れちゃえば平気なのかな。
And it is blocking some of your vision.
Yeah.
At sort of you don't know when it's going to happen. Right. So maybe they would have to have some electrodes on your head or something to detect when you want that.
Yeah.
Because you can't, it's not going to be blink commands, is it? Like you have to like triple blink or something to like see a text.
Yeah.
Do you know how it's controlled? Like those.
音声じゃないの?
I think it's 音声かタップじゃない? メガネ自体を。まあ、ブリンクででも操作はできそうな気がするけど。
Yeah. We don't control anything by blinking right now, right?
No.
Yeah, but I think one of the Samsung Galaxy phone detects that you're not paying attention and automatically pauses the video. Well, that's a feature, an option. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And then you notice that you weren't paying attention?
なんか怒られてるみたいな。yeah. 見てないから止めるよみたいな。
I like not paying attention though and just having the video play.
Right. Yeah. So if you're okay with it, just turn off that option.
That's crazy.
But like if you have an iPhone XS, Face ID は視線がちゃんとそっちに向いてないとアンロックしないですよね。だから、
そっかな、そっか。
誰かが携帯持って顔に向けただけではアンロックしないんですよ。
あ、そうなんだ。
ちゃんとその人が本人が画面を見ないといけない。
チラ見しないといけない。
そう。
I think people were unlocking devices either with beheaded people or while people were asleep.
Yeah.
So like you'd be asleep and then.
Yeah, that's why iPhone requires your eyes to be open and also you have to pay attention to the device. So Google Pixel 4 just launched has a Face ID-ish feature. It doesn't require your eyes to be open. So people are freaking out. Like, this means when you're asleep, your spouse can take your phone from your bedside and then put that on your face.
And then unlock it
and read it.
yes, are you worried about
that? 不倫してる人は freak out してるかな?
So you're not going to get the Pixel 4?
Well.
More iPhone kind of.
I'm not worried, but.
そっか。
Is that like a flat scan or are they doing sort of a 3D? I know they were
flat ではないですね。
They're doing some dot mapping thing.
なんかそういうの出てきますよね。なんかこの、こういう。Grid になってるやつ最初にこう顔を見せるとき、It's really convenient though.
Really?
Yeah.
So it has your facial data and can it move your face too? Like can it, does it know how your face moves?
Like movement?
So like does Apple record any video of your facial movement? Because if you move your face, you kind of reveal your facial muscle structure and stuff, and so they can
でもこの最初に登録するとき真顔だからなんだろうそのいろんな表情をしてくださいみたいなコマンドじゃないから
It's not like a live photo
No
まあでもモデルを作っちゃえば人間の顔っていうのはまあ目と鼻と口がどのあたりにあるっていうのはまあモデルがあるんでそれがちょっと動かないとダメなんじゃないですか全くそのだから自分の顔と同じマスクを 3D プリンターとかで作ってでも多分反応しないと思う。
そっか。双子はねできるっていうのはよく言われるけど。
そうそう。YouTube とかでよくやってるよね。
でもすごい便利。
What are you the most excited about these days in terms of like just technology, technology? Software?
I don't know. I think it's I'm excited about.The positive use of these technologies. Just one thing is Google Duplex that we just talked about. だからアメリカに行ってやっぱね、一番めんどくさいなと思うのは電話いっぱいしなきゃいけないですよね。日本もまあそう役所とかそうなんですけど、like you can't do anything, you can't make reservation, you can't make appointments on online at all.
Really? Even in the tech hub of the world,
San Francisco. Yeah. Well.These days, there's like OpenTable and Yelp. You can make a reservation. But still, a lot of restaurants only accept reservation. And doctors never, ever accept appointments online. You have to make a phone call. And that's pretty annoying, time-consuming. and Google Duplex hopefully will solve the problem for me. So
you don't like the phone call thing?
Well, I hated it so much, but these days I kind of like accustomed to it.
Yeah.
And then whenever I see online reservation link or email, I like, no, this is not going to work. Give me a phone number so I can make a call.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. So that's the mindset right now.
So Google Duplex, when is it coming out? When is it going to be available?
It's actually available as a like a limited beta in the United States. So no, 使える店すごい限られてますけど、あの使えます。で一回僕使ったことあって、その予約を受け付けてない店で Google マップのアプリ見たらその予約マークが出てたから。押したらその名前と何時から何時で第二候補をもう一応入れなきゃいけなくて、で OK ってやったら分かりました今から電話しますって言って電話の内容は聞けないんですよ自分では、で10分後ぐらいにメールが来て予約できましたよって言われた。僕が一番大変なのは名前を伝えるのがめんどくさい。
確かにね。
My name is Tatsuhiko Miyagawa.
Like, OK, how do you spell Tatsuhiko Miyagawa?
You
know?
How do you spell it? And it's like, oh, T-A-T-S-U.
Yeah, but long, long.
So it's always, so whenever I go to a coffee shop and make an order, I just use fake names. Like Tom or David. And,
you just have to remember it, right?
I don't have your to remember it.
What's your favorite fake name?
I think David. David used to be my name.
What's your last name?
Last name is not necessary in coffee shops.
Yeah. What's up, what's up? Who's the name when you're still in the show?
Do you find yourself calling like people you know, your friends or family more? Or because I think overall there's been a shift towards just texting.
Right.
And
yeah.
I mean, just texting.
電話はもうしないですよ.
What about FaceTime?
FaceTime はもうしない.
No.
I use just FaceTime.
Texting?
Just texting mostly?
あとは、まあ、うちの親とかも最近は LINE 使ってるから、まあ、たまにその電話もするけど、基本は LINE で済みますね。電話はだからそういう医者とか
When you have to.
レストランとか、
その Google Duplex で予約してもらった時ってそのトランスクリプトとかも見れないんですか？
見れないです。
そうか、
予約が成功したよっていうことしか教えてくれない。
そ
う
か、
だからそれをトラストするしかないですね。
それってお店側は最初にそのこれは Google Duplex ですみたいなことを言われてるんですか？
そう、最初のデモでは言われてなかった、でまるで人間のように喋ってたからちょっと気持ち悪いって批判されたんですね、で Google はあのじゃあ最初にこれは Google アシスタントの自動音声ですっていうのを一応宣言して、
なるほど、
Things like that are scary, you know, where it, like if it changes your life, if it makes your life easier, you're kind of stuck in this subscription thing for this service.
True.
And then you gradually lose the ability or sort of the comfort of doing that by yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And so you're kind of like if it works, most people would just keep paying for that, right?
I think so. It's just kind of the thing you will get by hiring a secretary if you're a rich person. And this makes it affordable and available to everyone without hiring an assistant.
大企業の社長みたいな感じですもんね。ちょっと電話しといてよみたいな。
Yeah.
そういうテクノロジーが今まで使えなかった人が使えるようになるっていう使い方はいいと思うんですよ。
Won't the business just have Duplex answer the phone though?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
But what happens then?
Well, I mean, それはまあないんだけど。
Why not though?
そうね。で、Duplex 同士が喋ればいいってことでしょ？
そう。
そしたらまあ。But then it's just like just.
そしたらまあ音声である必要はないよね。
Yeah.
確かに。
Yeah. So it's like, what are we doing?
So they're gonna use like fax. So like beep 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 beep. And then it's like.
確かに。
It's weird to think about.
Yeah.
But like, wouldn't Google want to offer the phone answering service to all those businesses as well?
できると思いますよ。
And so they're charging those businesses for answering the phone, and then they're charging you to make the phone call. This whole thing is totally not necessary.
Yeah. It's just... Yeah, it's true. It's weird.
So then.
This is like some steampunk. Like, I don't even know what to think of it.
Do you use voice recognition or typing?
うん、僕の知り合いは結構みんな使ってる人がいるんだけど、個人的にはあんまり使わないですね。
あれも I use it a lot but あれもよく考えるとその喋ってわざわざ文字にしてもらって送ってであっちも使ってる場合それを読んでまた言葉を言ったやつをまた文字にしてっていうなんか
電話するのがいいじ
ゃん。そうそうそう。
なんかそう中国とかではなんか、うん、その LINE みたいなアプリでボイスメッセージするのがめちゃくちゃ流行ってるらしい。だからタイピングするのめんどくさいから。
Do you think that has potential to catch on? Like,
I think so.
Voice messages.
でも聞くのがめんどくさいんだよな。こうなんか後ろがうるさかったりとか、今音出せないっていう状態だともう詰んじゃうよね。
日本って結構文字好きですよね。その昔からポケベルとか、ポケベルだってあれ最初、ポケベルってもともとは電話を持ってない、携帯電話が出る前に、お医者さんとかが呼び出し、しなきゃいけない時のためのものだったんでしょ、
うん、
それになんか番号を入れられるようになって、
うん、
じゃあこの番号の031234っていうのを文字に当てはめようって言って勝手にその仕様を拡張して、
like、
そしたらメールショートメールみたいなのができてっていう感じだからなんか日本ってそうやってメールとか文字でコミュニケートするのがすごい好きな人たちなんだなっていう、
うん、
思いますけどね。
It's weird that we've all settled on pagers basically、yeah. that、yeah. sendYou know, letters instead of numbers.
Yeah.
And that's our main communicating now.
It's just text. Twitter も好きですもんね、日本。
そう、日本人みんな Twitter 好き。
文字が好きだね。Well, なんかあれだよね。リビルドも収録するんだよね。
そう。そっか。
そう。
OK。
なんでこの辺あの続きはリビルドを聞いてもらって、
yeah.
クロスオーバーなので、Yeah, so thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It was so much fun.
So much. 楽しかった。
また会えて嬉しかったです。なんか宣伝するものリビルドか。
そうね、yeah. リビルド FM というポッドキャストやってますんで聞いてください。
聞いてください。Yeah. おしまい。
バイ
バイ。
Thank you so much.